interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by 9th Street Napa, Abadjon Motors, American West Bank, Animal Clinic East, Arby's of Walla Walla, Banner Bank, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Dale Graves, Dr. Stan Pearson Jr., Farmers Insurance Group, Bizarre's Finest of Clarkston, Ford of Walla Walla, Gary's Paint and Decorating Center, Inland Cellular, and John's Wheatland Bakery. And now, here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Stadium, and the second game in the doubleheader to determine who goes on to the Region 4 championship just got over as Tudor Lake defeated Riverside Christian 3-2 here, and will move on to face the DeSales Fighting Irish that was earlier successful in a 5-0 effort against the St. George Dragons. When we come back, we'll have some information from Colfax on the track going on today. We'll also let you know what's going on with girls softball and where the rain delay is going to send everyone out across the state of Washington. We'll make sure to fill you in on Tudor Lake and what they have coming up against the Irish today here at Burleski Stadium. Make sure if you get a chance here in Walla Walla, if you come on down, it's a beautiful day. Blue skies are shining, and you couldn't ask for a better day for baseball after the yesterday and this morning. You couldn't ask for anything more. So we'll go ahead and send it back for a commercial. When we come back, we'll have those for you here at Burleski Stadium on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast. Loney's Harvest Foods in Southgate is Walla Walla's only locally owned grocery store. And locally owned means old-fashioned values are alive and well at Loney's. They've teamed up with RSVP to offer free home delivery of groceries to senior citizens and the handicapped. Just call your order into RSVP at 527-3278 by Wednesday, and you'll have your groceries delivered on Thursday. How much more convenient can it get? Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate, proud sponsors of
the Today's busy students get all their schoolwork done, participate in school sports, and fit in driver's ed? They call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. State-certified instructors Ron and Laura Long start a new 8-week course and a concentrated 5-week course every month, and they have a choice of class start times and drive times. Walla Walla Defensive Driving offers the advantage of small class sizes and the choice of a relaxed 8-week course length to allow students a better chance to absorb the course material. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900.
Great service and master technicians at your Ford Connection. Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla specialize in giving you the best service. With two dealerships, there's twice the staff experience at your fingertips. The goal is to connect you to the service solution you need.
With the high cost of fuel, is your vehicle running at its optimum level? Make an appointment to make sure you're getting the correct mileage and how they can improve it with genuine Ford services.
Connect to great service and master technicians at your Ford Connection today. Find out more online at yourfordconnection.com. Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, home of the $1,000 guarantee.
Walla Walla Electric is celebrating 30 years of service to the Walla Walla and Tushy Valleys. Walla Walla Electric specializes in residential electrical service. Whether it's computer and data cable wiring, fiber optic cabling, telephone and voicemail systems, home theaters, pools, hot tubs, spas, or whatever your electrical service needs, Walla Walla Electric can help you. Call Walla Walla Electric at 525-8672. That's 525-8672.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium, where Tootle Lake just defeated Riverside Christian to move on to face the Irish in the championship round here in Walla Walla. And 3-2 the game score for Tootle Lake and Riverside Christian. Good game. Dornick on the mound for Riverside Christian did a pretty good job. A couple of errors really making the difference in that ball game on overthrow pickoffs down the first baseline, and then a couple of key hits for Tootle Lake really kind of did in the Knights of Riverside. So we'll go ahead, and actually right now I'm joined in the booth by the man, the myth, the legend, Mike Spies. Go ahead and talk a little bit about what was going on over in Colfax today and in the track results for today's DeSales team.
Well, Jason, thanks for leading me in there. I don't know about those accolades. But anyway, hey, I really appreciate your efforts on the air of Irish sports in the springtime, because lately, the last several years, I've been very busy hoping to be able to follow my children, Sarah with the softball, and now Marcus with track and field, and having you available to pinch hit for me, so to speak, it's very nice to be able to go watch my children compete. And then with the weather causing the delay in the regional today here at Burleski, allowed me to go up to Colfax, watch the district track meet, and then be back here in this beautiful sun-drenched Burleski Stadium complex to watch this regional championship game. And before we talk about the track results, Tim Duncan and his staff, awesome job here getting this field ready. When we left for Colfax this morning about 7:30, there was a lot of water on this field. Brian Hamada, former Irish football coach, brought his pumps down, and Tom Richard and Tim Duncan and a lot of guys just worked their tails off. And you wouldn't even know it rained if you just walked in here now. It's just a great facility, and the Irish boys in the forest green jerseys are jogging out down the right field line now to get warmed up. They've sat around since, 2 o'clock they played, Jason, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, I was up in Colfax anyway, and they've got to watch Tootle Lake and Riverside Christian play, and now they're in familiar territory in this regional championship game. And it's been a mixed bag today for Irish athletes this Saturday as district tournaments in softball and track, and here the regional tournament. Weather has definitely played a factor. As Jason, as you mentioned, the softball tournament, second round of district play was supposed to happen. Second and third, the whole tournament was supposed to complete, wiped out by the weather. And I talked to Irish Athletic Director John Lesko. The Lady Irish softball team will travel to Colton tomorrow to play at Colton, on Monday, I'm sorry. And Colton was supposed to be their opponent at 10 a.m. this morning, but those games wiped out by the rain. So the Lady Irish will travel to Colton on Monday, and both teams are in the winner's bracket vying for three state tournament berths in the softball bracket. And win or lose, the Lady Irish will move over to the Tri-Cities on Tuesday at Scott Park to continue to play for one of three state tournament berths, which the state tournament starts then on Wednesday in Yakima. So it's going to be a busy week of softball for the Lady Irish. Monday at Colton, Tuesday in the Tri-Cities, and if they can win a couple games there, they'll be on to the state tournament Wednesday in Yakima. I think it starts Wednesday. I could be wrong on that. But anyway, track results. District track meet in Colfax. All the top athletes from the Blue Mountain League and all the top athletes from the Whitman County Conference got together, and it was a great day to be an Irishman or a Lady Irish up at Colfax. Both the girls and the boys won the district championship, and it was a very pleasing day from a parent perspective, from an alumni perspective, and and as a coach as well, being able to watch Coach Michaels and his staff. They were just so pleased with their kids. So both teams win the district team titles, and several individuals qualified for state competition. On the girls' side, competing in Cheney this coming weekend for state in the state track meet, Angela McCaw, the junior, won the long jump. Megan Naterno won the javelin in a district record height of 10 feet. Beth Naterno, her younger sister, placed second in the pole vault, so both the Naterno girls will be heading to Cheney. Mariah DeSaro, just a freshman, qualified in the 1,600 meters, and Mary Mignoghi, another junior, qualified in both the discus and the shot put. The Lady Irish have two relay teams that will represent the Sales at the state tournament or state meet as well. The 4x100-meter relay team of Danielle Farrell, Mary Mignoghi, Megan Naterno, and Angela McCaw are going to state, and the 4x200 relay team, Lacey Williams, Danielle Farrell, Megan Naterno, and Angela McCaw. So great job by the girls. On the boys' side, Nick Lyons qualified in two events. He won the javelin. Yesterday he threw it 192 feet, and his continued quest to surpass his Uncle Gerald of fame in the Irish annals, record holder back in the early 70s, Nick also qualified with a second-place finish in the 400 meters. Travis Clicker, Nick Lyons, by the way, is a junior. Travis Clicker, a senior for DeSales, won both the shot put and the discus events and will go to state. Trent Sislo, another junior, qualified in the 1600 and the 3200. Tony Sutlick, a junior for DeSales, also qualified in the javelin. And Ryan Moberg and John Naterno qualified in the pole vault. Sutlick and Moberg are juniors, or check that, Sutlick's a junior, Moberg's a sophomore. John Naterno won the pole vault event at the district. He is just a freshman. So a lot of success for the track athletes, the Lady Irish. They've got to go on the road to Colton on Monday and then to the Tri-Cities on Tuesday for a busy week of softball. And the DeSales boys, Jason, they're in familiar territory, playing for a regional championship and yet another berth in the state semifinals, which will start Friday in Yakima. The Irish boys can get by Tudor Lake here this afternoon. They'll play at 1 o'clock at Yakima County Stadium, and that's where I hope we are, Jason, in a week's time.
And Tudor Lake, not a stranger to the Irish at all. I know when I played, we played against them my freshman year, my senior year, and I think we played against them our junior year, too. And won a couple, lost one, and, hey, we got the series on them. So hopefully we'll get the Fighting Ducks from over there by Mount St. Helens. It's a beautiful area. If anyone's ever been up there, the school just sits on the left as you head up the mountain. It's a great viewpoint. The field's really nice up there. Had a chance to kind of stop a couple years ago and take a look at it. And to reiterate what you were saying about the field's in such good shape that they're actually watering down the field now. After all that rain. We had an inch and a half yesterday, Tom Richard is out there putting water out onto the field to make sure it's all prepared for today. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have a little bit more information on Tudor Lake and talk to you a little bit about the Irish and what they have left in the tank for the Ducks here in the last game of the championship before the Irish have a chance to go to state. You're listening to 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary Harry's has Pittsburgh Paint and Stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Harry's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Harry's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. They're all the same, right? Not quite. Napa Auto Parts, now with a second location on East Isaacs at the former Penguin location, is a cut above the rest. Napa's ASC-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. Napa mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small engine auto parts. And with combined inventories of $2 million, Napa's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, Napa Auto Parts.
When you think of quality and reliability, you think of Toyota and Abadjon Motors in Walla Walla, where we sell a better car for less every day. Every in-stock new 2005 and 2006 Camry and Solara are priced $3,000 off MSRP, or get as low as 2.9% financing. That's right, $3,000 off on America's favorite car. So don't miss out. There's never been a better time to buy. And selection is limited. Abadjon Toyota, Eastgate Walla Walla, where everybody gets a great deal.
Everybody gets a great deal.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
There's a bank they call Community. The reason's clear to see. Strong like you and me. Independent, a bank built on a small town dream. So believe,
so believe,
believe in
the power
of local money working for local people. Community Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium as Coach Spies was trying to put me in the quarterback spot for next year's Irish team. I was sitting down, taking a look down the bullpen. Number 17 for Tuttle Lake is down there warming up. We'll try to get some information on him here shortly, as Tuttle Lake was able to use their – couldn't get their starter out of the game. It was such a close game. Lytle, who was their number one guy, pitched 10 innings in last week's ball game, struck out 21 hitters as they went 1-1 in their district final. And he went the distance here in the last game. All seven innings, and did a really good job holding Riverside Christian down to two runs, had a lot of strikeouts, and really was dominant up there on the mound against the Yakima team. And I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see what they have as far as a number two here, because the Irish were able to use Mike Richard, their number one, that hasn't really pitched a game so far this year, and Tompkins for three innings, so they really have everyone left in the tank except for Mike, and it should be interesting.
You know, Jason, I obviously wasn't here earlier in the day, but, you know, I've been blessed to be around a lot of these regional tournament games as you have as well. And DeSales, the typical thing is our pitching depth really comes to the forefront in these tournaments. Most coaches at the Class B level, if they get this far, it's because they've got one real solid guy, and then they try to mix and match and survive with whoever their number two or three guys are. And usually number two is number two by committee, and that's probably what it's going to be for Tuttle Lake today. But with Michael Richard coming back, he had the elbow surgery right after basketball season was over. Not nearly as many issues inside that throwing elbow as they thought. When when they got in there, so his recovery time was sped up significantly, and it's neat that he got on the mound here in the regional first-round game, which Aaron Rhineland now is fresh and ready to go in this regional championship game. And I imagine that's number 12 for Tudor Lake, Brandon Cordonat. He's listed as an infielder and a pitcher. He's a senior, and I know you want a senior down there going for you. So their head coach, Casey Ferraglia, I hope I'm saying that right. Don't imagine too many people from Tudor Lake are on the air listening. But one thing I noticed, Jason, looking through the stat sheet today, these first two games, not much offense. I think we had 5 hits in that win. We had a lot of hit batters. We were hit by a pitch a lot in that first game, and that's always been a deal for DeSales. I think real solid depth at pitching, and offensively, we put a lot of pressure on the other team's pitcher by getting up there, crowding the plate, fighting pitches off, and those aces who are used to striking guys out at will find they've lost the inside part of that plate. They get frustrated, and eventually we solve them and start hitting the ball. And we didn't really do that, only 5 hits in that first game, but we had, I think, 27 hits in a couple district tournament games last week. And a bad segue here, but you mentioned that Tudor Lake is from Mount St. Helens area. I look for the Irish bats to do a little eruption on the Tudor Lake number 2 guy today.
And they really need to. They had 2 guys really in the order that picked up the RBIs for them in last game. Casey Worth, the shortstop, and Harry, the catcher. Worth with 3 RBIs, Harry with 2, and Harry did it with no hits that game. He had 1 sacrifice fly for an RBI, and he walked for an RBI. So he actually had no at-bats, official at-bats, Harry did. He had a hit-by-pitch, 2 walks, and a sacrifice fly. Ebdeen almost joined him on that one, getting hit 3 times. He ate his baseball magnet for breakfast this morning. It looks like number 12 down there in the Tudor Lake bullpen, getting all the way warmed up. Not a real tall guy, real short, compact, stocky.
Nice looking fellow.
Yeah, and Tudor Lake, of course, with 7 seniors this year. This is kind of their hurrah. They weren't able to make it into the playoffs last year. They had a big transfer, which was Lytle, which was their main gun so far this year, and they were able to walk away their league as champions and just fell in that district playoff. Had a chance to talk to some of their guys, and they played against a Wakayakum team and a PL team that they pretty much dominated all season long, and so it's going to be interesting to see how they do. They said they played Wakayakum 3 times, and they were 2-1 against them, and they played PL, and they were able to walk away winners every time against PL except for this last little bit. So I think we're going to be in for an interesting game. Tudor Lake always brings it to the Irish, and, hey, they've beat us before, so maybe some of that mystique is out of the way. They're actually allowing their players to watch pregame, whereas St. George sent theirs behind the bleachers in the first game. So maybe that'll end up being good for Tudor Lake.
Yeah, we'll see. As the Irish boys who played the first game and watched the second game, they will take an infield. I doubt the Tudor Lake squad will take an infield. They might take a brief one, but they just come off the game. And so they'll probably be pretty much ready to go after this. The chalk lines are filled. The Irish boys are in a familiar spot out there warming up for a regional championship game, Jason. Take another break, and we'll get these lineups squared away.
All right. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
At Pizzari's, we're known for our famously tasty pizza pies.
You watch us make them with the hungriest of eyes.
But we do more than pizza. Come on, tell them, you guys.
Ah, yes, from spaghetti to fettuccine, we're kings of pasta. And hot or cold, our sandwiches won't greatly cost you.
Don't forget salads, chef, taco, shrimp, and lobster.
Lobster? Randy, we don't do lobster.
I know, but we were on a roll and I didn't have a rhyme.
Boys, get back at the work where you can best use your timing. Making pizzas, pastas, sandwiches, and salads. Not silly rhyming.
Mamma mia. Fazari's on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
When choosing the best pet food for your pets, consider their needs. Take protein, for instance. It's not enough to have just the right amount of protein in a pet food formulation. It is vitally important that the protein be available to the animal when the food is digested. Chicken and lamb meat-based rations provide unsurpassed availability with a taste most pets appreciate. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For 55 years now, Dell Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Hassle-free, pressure-free, and worry-free are words that describe Dell Graves' family-owned dealership. Anniversary special prices, great service, and huge factory incentives are reasons to purchase right now. Dell Graves has been a community leader in the automotive business for 55 years. Pontiac, Buick, GMC. We are professional grade. Open every day on South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Need some fabrication work or machining done? Walla Walla Farmers Co-op has one of the best fab shops that you'll find anywhere. Whether it's sprayer parts, steel tubing, steel plate, steel shaft, chrome cylinder shaft, stainless steel, or aluminum, there's no job too small or too large for our full-service machine and fabrication shop. Come in and see what else we have to offer at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op Machine Shop, 928 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in their bid for a state championship. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
How is it that L&G Ranch Supply can keep their prices so darn low? Well, for starters, they are a member of one of the largest farm and home store chains in the country, which gives them incredible buying power. Couple that with truckload pricing, and you end up with some of the best savings you'll find anywhere. And L&G has been family-owned and operated since the 60s, which makes shopping at L&G simply a delight. Try it sometime. There's no other store like L&G. Find out why at 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
There was once a boy named Bucky who played Babe Ruth in Hermiston, Oregon. Now, Hermiston Babe Ruth has a business checking account at Banner Bank, and one of its supporters is Banner customer Dave Ego of Cottage Flowers, where Debbie Watson purchased an arrangement to congratulate her former neighbor, that little boy named Bucky Jacobson, on his first major league homer. It just goes to prove that we're all in some way connected to the same bank. Banner Bank. Better ideas, better banking. Member FDIC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium. The Irish still warming up in their pregame down on the field, Tuda Lake, back behind the bleachers over at third base line, and they're warming up. We'll get a chance to see who has the hammer today, whether it's DeSales or whether it's Tuda Lake, as Coach Spies was over talking to Mr. McCoy, and what kind of information do you have for us?
Well, I got the lineups. Have you talked to him about the lineups yet?
No, I have not.
I've got the lineups and the home team. The Sales will be the designated home team in this contest, but they will be in the first base dugout. I don't know if you talked about that, Jason, but anyway, Coach Cox definitely prefers the third base dugout. He likes to be able to talk to his kids in the dugout while he's coaching third, but he won't have that advantage today. Tuda Lake was in that third base dugout when they beat Riverside Christian in the game that just finished, and they'll just stay in that dugout and hope they can keep the momentum going from that win over Riverside Christian and get an upset of defending state champion, the DeSales Irish. Let's go ahead and take a look at the lineups. First, the batting order for Tuda Lake, as they will be up first in the designated visitors. Leading off will be Dustin Elam. He's a shortstop. He's a junior. Batting second for Tuda Lake will be Will Libby. He's a senior. Batting third will be Angelo Rada. He's their catcher. And hitting in the cleanup spot will be the pitcher today for Tuda Lake, Brandon Cordonet. And batting fifth will be Cody Moraine. Cordonet's a senior. Moraine, let's see here, Moraine, number 13. He is a junior. And then Brandon Bartlett, wearing number 5 on his jersey, just a sophomore, bats sixth. Batting seventh will be Luke Lindquist. He's their second baseman, and he is a sophomore as well. Scott Prince, that's eighth. He plays center field. He is a senior. And Austin Perrin will finish up the batting order. Perrin, another senior, as Jason mentioned, seven seniors on this Tootle Lake roster. So DeSales will take the field first defensively, and defensively for the Irish, at first base will be Mike Tompkins. He's one of DeSales' talented seniors. At second base will be Kevin Roach. Junior over at shortstop for DeSales, Casey Wirth, senior. At third base, Jake Morgan, junior. In left field will be Bo Ebding. Bo's a junior. In center field, Zach Ebding, his senior brother. So the Ebding brothers out there in the outfield together. In right field will be Jack Dixon, another Irish senior. And the battery for DeSales in this regional championship game behind the plate will be behind the plate will be Michael Harry, and on the mound will be Aaron Rhineland. So that's our offensive batting order for the Tootle Lake Fighting Ducks, and the defensive setup for the DeSales Irish. And the coaches are meeting behind the home plate area, going over the grounds rules with the umpires, and the infield is warm-ups are finished. Tim Duncan and his assistant Andrea Wujek are grooming the home plate area. Ryan Hamada's got the rake down the first baseline, and Jason, we're about ready to go for regional championship baseball.
And, hey, you know, what a great day. You look at yesterday's weather, you look at this morning's weather, and you think we'd ever get these games in today. I think we were really kind of remiss in being able to think that we were actually going to get these games in. But, boy, they got the field ready. It's beautiful out here. Blue skies, just some thin, wispy clouds. And we couldn't ask for a better day to play these ball games.
Yes, we're definitely glad for great weather, and we can hope for a win and a 1 o'clock date next Friday in the state semifinals against the winner of the Region 1 tournament. The four teams in that tournament, Mossy Rock, Darrington, Rainier, Christian, and Wakayaka. Early in the pregame, Jason mentioned that Tootle Lake and Wakayaka have met several times, and the sales in Wakayaka, similar opponents as well, but the Tootle Lake Fighting Ducks standing in the way of a semifinal appearance for the Irish. Cordnett down in the bullpen on the third baseline taking his final warm-up top.
Good afternoon.
The Irish break the huddle and sprint on the field.
We're
going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll have the open pitch
and the
Region 4 championship
Fighting
game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium, and sitting, taking his hacks over in the batter's box is Dustin Ellen. And he will lead things off here for the Tootle Lake Fighting Ducks as Aaron Rhineland and Mike Harry hang out up on the dish talking a little bit about their philosophy, getting ready for this game, and knowing that if they win, they'll get a ticket over to Yakima to play against the winner of the number one region, Mossy Rock, Darrington, Rainier, Christian, or Wakayaka. But before any of that can happen, they need to make sure that they win this ball game against Tootle Lake. And to lead things off, Aaron starts off with a ball down low and outside to Harry.
Outfielder straight away for the leadoff hitter. Medium depth
Rhineland with the 1-0 pitch. Down low, bounces in the dirt. Harry blocks it, and we'll start out 2-0.
Now, Michael Harry's fun to watch behind the plate. He fundamentally is an excellent defensive catcher. Nobody on, first batter of the game, but he still stays with his fundamentals, knocks the ball down in front of him.
Decided I'm going to start calling him Pigpen from now on.
Yeah, you know where he wears those tools of ignorance as Rhineland gets the first strike of this contest across the plate.
2-1 on Elon as Rhineland looks into Harry, has the sign and delivers. Fastball, low one outside, ball three. Three balls, one strike as Aaron kind of starting things off a little bit like Mike Richard did in the first game. And the 3-1 pitch by the big 2-5, down low and outside for ball four, and Elon will take a walk down to first base to get things rolling for Tudor Lake. And Tudor Lake really not doing a lot of stealing against Riverside Christian. It'll be interesting to see what they do here against Harry and Rhineland.
Well, they're flashing through a lot of signs there. Head coach Casey Peroglia, I guess that's how you say it, really flashing the signs down. Let's see what's up.
Will Libby, a transfer to Tudor Lake, had a chance to talk to his dad in the first game, and he actually lives in St. Helens, Oregon, the dad does, and comes on up to about an hour trip, he said, to get over there to Tudor Lake as the first pitch goes in for ball one.
And he had squared the bunt but pulled it back.
Rhineland with the 1-0 pitch, delivers and swing and a miss, basically threw on a bunt for Libby as he stuck it out there and just did not make contact.
And a little bit of a base running there. The batter took a secondary lead, and then as soon as he saw the bunt miss, he retreated to first base. But Michael Harry dropped the ball and had to get it picked up. If he had taken an aggressive secondary lead, he would have been down a second out pickoff attempt. Tompkins fields it back safely. Is it Elon?
Mm-hmm. Tudor Lake only scoring three runs for themselves against the Riverside Christian Knights, and it was enough for the win as Rhineland delivers, and the ground ball hit up to the shortstop, flips to second to Roach, over to Tompkins to first for the double play, and just like that, two down for the Irish.
Nicely turned, the old 6-4-3 double play, worth. He took a couple steps towards Roach, maybe thinking of taking it to the bag himself, but Kevin Roach, slightly built, took on the hard slide of Elon and threw a nice strike over there to first base. And the pitcher's best friend, the double play ball.
Angelo Ruda now into hit as he digs in at the very back of the batter's box. Right-handed Ruda takes a curveball for strike one.
Yeah, his old knees were buckling a little bit there. Old Aaron really pulled the string on that one.
Aaron now on the windup. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Another curveball swung on. Hit just over the second baseman's head and into center field where Zach comes up with it and tosses it into Roach at second base. So the first hit of the ball game for the Fighting Ducks.
Yep, the Tudor Lake certainly not shying away from the defending state champions. They've been aggressive at the plate early. They're second base runner. The double play has DeSales in pretty good shape right now. Cleanup hitter and Aaron Rhineland's pitching counterpart at the plate.
Cordonaut, a short, stocky kid, kind of built like a fullback. Sets in, takes first pitch outside for ball one. Two outs here for the Irish. We're just started this game in the first inning. Top of one, no score.
The shadows are long heading out towards left field. So the left side of that infield and the left fielder, Bo Ebding, will battle the sun throughout this contest. We'll see if it's a factor at some point today.
Second pitch comes in, ball two, a little low and outside. Rhineland finding a little bit of difficulty getting that fastball over as Cordonette checks his coach for the sign and then steps back into the box.
Aaron struggling with his control a little bit early here in the first inning.
Rhineland in the stretch sets, delivers the 2-0 pitch. Fastball up high, and it looked like a giant pizza pie for Cordette as he just went right after that one.
Yeah, Aaron got a bricata break there. His pitching counterpart helped him out. that ball up in his eyes, but it's hard to lay off those.
Cornet with a 2-1 count on him, kind of a wide stance, has a half squat, and the 2-1 pitch swung on. Little pop-up behind shortstop coming in is the center fielder. Ebdeen makes a sliding basket catch right behind the second base bag for the third out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. And after a half an inning, 0-0 our score, Irish coming up to hit. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHFS.
Taking care of household responsibilities can really be time-consuming. Between paying the bills, cleaning the house, cutting the grass, grocery shopping, and more, who has time to maintain their comfort equipment? Fortunately, Grassy Refrigeration makes it easy with their planned service agreement. Under this plan, their technicians will come out to your house to check and service your system to make sure that all components are functioning the way they should. Plus, you get discounts on parts and labor and priority service in case of an emergency. If only everything else was this easy to take care of. Call Grassy, 529-9700. Having a hard time finding quality RV and mini storage? Check out Burns Street RV and Mini Storage over by Memorial Golf Course in Walla Walla. David Conan and Pat Rhodes have built a state-of-the-art RV and mini storage facility. They even have insulated units for cars and antiques. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Street by Memorial Golf Course. For more information, call 520-1467. That's 520-1467.
Conan Rock Products is your place to go for the finest materials and the friendliest service available. Need some riprap for enhancing your stream bank? How about some decorative rock? Perhaps you need your driveway graded, graveled, and rolled. Who you gonna call? Conan Rock Products at 938-6856. Conan Rock Products is a proud sponsor of DeSales Irish Athletics. Serving Walla Walla's rock product needs for more than a generation, that's Conan Rock Products. Call them today at 938-6856.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium as we are in the bottom of the first inning. The Irish getting ready to send the top of the order up as Dixon takes a couple of practice swings. Ebdeen and him talking it over as Cordnett is up on the mound warming up. The catcher throwing down to second. Short hops the shortstop and then they pick it up and start the round the horn home as Cordnett, Brandon Cordnett,
at the plate, left fielder, number 8, Jack Dixon,
gets ready to get things rolling here as Jack Dixon erases the line and gets into the batter's box, and we'll see if they crowd it again here in the second game. Cordnett with the delivery. Right at the letters for strike one.
Yeah, with those big pins, those big legs on Cordnett, you'd think his stamina is going to be pretty good today. We'll see if that's a factor later in the game.
Little curveball down low and outside for ball one. 1-1 the count.
Third baseman for Tudor Lake creeping in on the grass.
Dixon swings. Little pop fly to the right fielder who comes in, has it, puts it away, and that'll be one out for the Irish. That'll bring up Zach Ebdeen. Zach, in the last ball game, scored two runs, had three hit-by-pitches, and was 0-for-1 on the day, and we'll see if he still has that baseball magnet in his back pocket, because his posterior is going to be a little bruised, I think, tonight. After taking a couple from the St. George Dragon pitcher earlier today, takes first pitch strike one on the inside corner.
Well, that third baseman, Will Libby, continues to really creep in on these first two batters. He starts on the grass cutout and then keeps coming in. So they're thinking bunt, but there's a line drive foul. Ebding right on that one, but a little early as it goes foul into the right field bullpen.
Cordnett not as fast as the Dragons starting pitcher Gallagher last game and is getting the ball up just a little bit, and we'll see if he continues to do that against Tompkins when he comes up as the number 4 hitter.
So you're saying that Cordnett not nearly as much velocity as they saw against St. George's?
No, Gallagher was very much had more velocity as Ebdeen takes a hack at it, hits it to the second baseman, and he'll swing it around to first. And if you're scoring at home, it's 4-3. That was Luke Lindquist. He's a sophomore starting in the lineup. Made that play at second base. So a couple routine defensive plays. Pop up by Dixon and a ground out by Ebdeen. So Tudelake making the defensive plays here early. And that's what they're going to need to do. They had a couple of errors in that first game that really let the Knights into it. As Cornett delivers to Moore, Moore takes ball one on a curveball down and out. And so far we've seen fastball, curveball from Cornett. Keeps the ball in his glove as he goes through the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Gets behind the catcher outside on the fastball for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Irish, Tompkins. Hustling back to the back of the backstop to pick that up. 2-0 count, and here's the pitch. Swung on by Moore, hit left field foul against the fence. Well struck, just foul, though.
But, this, you know, I didn't see, obviously, the St. George pitcher, but right now the Irish having trouble adjusting to the velocity of Cornett. Hitting the ball hard but pulling it foul, then weak pop-ups and grounders early, but they will adjust. That pitch over the head of Jake as he has to duck under it.
Three balls, one strike on Moore. Moore struggling a little bit up there at the plate. Had a hit in last ball game to kind of break out of it. Takes a strike, 3-2 the count on Jake. Two outs here for the Irish in the bottom of the first inning. 0-0 our score here at Burleski Stadium. The winner moving on to Yakima to play for the state championship. The 3-2 pitch swung on and hit deep to left field. Will they have a shot at it? No, as the left fielder runs out of room at the wall as it drops in just in front of him, not fast enough to get over there, and will reload for the 3-2 pitch.
Foul territory, hit it deep. Distance signs aren't up on the foul poles, but my memory serves me correctly. It's about 3:30 down the line here at Burleski, about 3:65 into the power alleys, and about 410 to center field.
Breaking ball down low, ball four, so Moore takes a walk on down the hall to first base, and that'll bring up Mike Tompkins.
At the plate, first baseman, number 35, Mike Tompkins.
Tompkins, the big left-hander with a lot of power, and that just sent everybody back towards the warning track as the coaches keep moving people back. St. George was very emphatic about it, and Tudelake playing a little calmer, but everyone still moves back.
Yep, Michael made his presence known last year against Richmond in the state championship game with a couple of bombs. Right field wall at Yakima County Stadium. A lot of signs by Kim Cox over there in the third base coaching box.
Cornett started out in the windup and then backed away, figured out he was in the wrong stance there. Now goes to the stretch and sets. Moore over at first base, takes off, going to steal. His little hit and run down to the second baseman is the ball, and he flips it across to first for the third out of the inning. So no runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. And we'll go to the top of the second inning with the numbers 5, 6, and 7 hitters coming up to bat for Tudelake. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium.
First baseman,
coming
13,
up,
Cody Moraine.
Cody Moraine, the first baseman, left-handed, number 13, Rhineland, up there on the mound, has a sign and delivers the first pitch. Little curveball up high and outside for ball one.
Be interesting to see how Aaron settles down. You know, he had his first postseason action at the district tournament, and it was admittedly erratic with his control, but kept the he was effectively wild, I guess you'd say. But I'm guessing Tudor Lake a little more disciplined at the plate than the teams at the district tournament last week, and he's behind. Well, I guess they called that a strike, huh? 1-1.
Swung on a little foul territory as Moore goes over and catches it in the foul fair line. And that'll be the first out for the Irish as Moraine just kind of pops out to the third baseman.
Jake Moore battling that play there. He's standing in the sun, playing deep at third base right now, and the shadow's creeping over the top of the bag at third, so I think he was standing in the shade but looking into the sun. Nice job catching that ball.
First pitch comes in, ball one to Brandon Bartlett. Bartlett, a right-hander, tall, thin drink of water up there. As Ryland winds up, as the 1-0 pitch comes in a little high. No, that's a strike. As the Irish, I think, caught a little break on that one.
Well, he had one of those earlier. Across the letters, definitely a strike from this home plate umpire.
The 1-1 pitch by Ryland just outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike.
Yeah, feast or famine. That pitch looked to be just above the knees, maybe on the outside corner, and so the fans wanted that one a strike, too.
Swing and a miss. And tell you what, with Ryland's fastball, if they want to start calling those high fastballs, that's okay with me.
Yeah, because he really is raring back and just throwing heat to this batter. Probably some type of a scouting report. Kim Cox and Rob Holtzinger watching Tudor Lake and Riverside Christian. There's a curveball, and he hits it up the middle for a base hit. Sorry to jump on you there, Jason. But so Aaron Ryland went with the gas, and the hitter couldn't keep up with it. But Bartlett got a curveball there. He said, I like that close up one better, and a clean single up the middle, and they are in business with a base runner of one out.
Last inning, double play helped get him out of the inning in the first. And Ryland, who's now into the stretch, gets up there. Lindquist, not a real tall batter. Just a little bit taller than Harry as he's squatting down there.
Just a sophomore.
Ryland with a little pickoff move.
And Lindquist was looking to square to bunt. So Tudor Lake definitely, I don't know if they'll bunt that much, but this is the third batter they've had up there that's shown the bunt.
Number seven hitter for the Fighting Ducks and squares around again. Tries to bunt, goes off the bat, foul ball, hits the catcher, hits the umpire. So a little pinball back there behind the dish.
High fastball, hard to get that bunt down. And Aaron, well coached in that area. That guy squares the bunt, you give him a pitch, he's hard for him to handle, and that was the case there.
Ryland looking into Harry. Harry looking into the dugout for the sign. The relays are all there. Ryland sets. And delivers. Squares around again to bunt a little low ball as Tompkins and Moore both are rushing in to cover on that bunt.
That's one of the fun things about baseball. Every pitch is a game within the game. The offensive coach with the signs, the defensive coaches, the pitchers call them the pitches. The defense got to figure out the bunt coverage. Something going on all over the place.
It's an ongoing chess game here, and the Irish usually have the sign as Tompkins starts to come in. Harry trying to do a quick throw but couldn't. No one was covering over at first base for strike two there. One ball, two strikes, I believe. Two and two. Two balls, two strikes. One out here in the second inning. The top of the second. 0-0 our score at Burleski Stadium as Ryland sets. The 2-2 pitch, little curveball. Harry blocks it right in front of the plate. Nice job by Harry to keep his body in front of the ball.
And we talked about that on the first pitch of the game, and that time it mattered with a runner first. He immediately drops to his knees, puts his chest over that plate, ball bounced up, hit him right in the face mask, and he kept it all right out in front of him. The runner had to stay. Those are the things that don't show up in the box score, but you keep that runner at first.
Ryland now with the 3-2 pitch. Fastball right on the outside corner, called strike three on Lindquist, and that'll help things out a little bit.
That was a fun pitch to watch. Harry on that last play had to get down and dirty to block that ball. Yeah, he must have a little chalk on the back of that glove because that fastball popped the mitt. There's a white puff that came out of the glove and floated up to the umpire just as he was calling strike three. Good clutch strikeout there with a runner on.
Two outs now. As a little pickoff move over to Tompkins. Tompkins digs it out of the grass and out of the dirt and tosses it back to Rhineland.
Good-sized kid up at the plate here in the back of that right-handed batter's box.
Little slider there on the outside corner called strike one. And I tell you what, Rhineland, when he can get that breaking ball over, fastball that he has is overpowering and makes it very difficult to stay on him.
Yeah, if you can get the kids starting to guess what pitch is coming, you can. If they guess wrong on that fastball, there's no way they're going to catch up to it.
Little knobber into foul territory over on the first baseline. Tompkins picks it up and tosses it over to Rhineland. One ball, two strikes on Prince. Prince, the number eight hitter for the Ducks.
Another one of those seniors. They've got five of their seven seniors on the roster in the starting lineup today. And it's regional championship game.
Rhineland with the 1-2 pitch, fastball up high, swung on and fouled back and out of play as Prince trying to catch up to that fastball. Rhineland just didn't get it up enough to get him swinging on that play as Harry checks out Rob Holtzinger there in the dugout, has the sign, relays it over to Aaron Rhineland on the mound, and Aaron sets. Looks over at first, now delivers. The runner takes off, ground ball to shortstop, over to first, and that will end the inning as Rhineland gets out of having a jam there as the runner was taking off. And it'll be no runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left. We'll go to the bottom of second inning. Our score is 0-0 here at Burleski Stadium. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Time. We all need more time. What we really need is a grocery store that helps us to use our time better. If you have some grocery shopping to do, come on down to locally owned Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. You'll find fresh, locally grown produce, service that is second to none, and while you're shopping, you can take care of your AT&T and power bills. Pick up some stamps at our post office, even ship your UPS packages. You'll save money and time. Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. Community supporters for a generation and honored sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Do you have a teenager who will be driving soon? Be prepared for sticker shock. Not for the car, for the auto insurance premium. Ron and Laura Long at Walla Walla Defensive Driving can help you. As state-certified driving instructors, they know that their driver's education courses can play a pivotal role in teaching your teen the driving skills needed on today's roads to keep safe, legal, and citation-free, which in turn will minimize your insurance premiums. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. That's 527-8900.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium as the Irish come up to hit. They'll have Worth, Harry, and Baffney due up as Coach Cox goes down to the third baseline. No score here at Burleski Stadium as Cornette has a sign and delivers. Swung on and missed. Little foul tip by Worth. Worth, of course, the hero of last ball game as he came away with three RBIs, one on a walk, one on a hit, and another one on an error. Help put the Irish ahead for good as Worth takes a curveball right on the outside corner for strike two. No balls, two strikes on Casey Worth, the shortstop. Little ground ball, the third baseman takes it off of his glove, puts it in front of him, and then picks it up and throws Worth out over at first base. 5-3 for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Harry, the catcher. Can't say enough good things about this kid. Have a lot of years back there behind the dish.
Number 28.
Has done a very good job blocking the plate, receiving, framing the ball, making sure he sticks it when it's right there on the plate. As he takes the first pitch, swinging to the shortstop. Shortstop has it, comes up, tosses across to first on a nice stretch by the first baseman, Moraine, and takes out Harry. So 6-3 for the second out of the inning.
Hitter, number 33, Kevin Baffney.
That'll bring up Kevin Baffney, the DH today. Kevin's DHing for Roach, playing over at second base. Baffney with a big double in last week's ball game to the base of the wall to help advance the Irish to the Walla Walla Regional. In the first game, had a little bit of a struggle getting things going as he struck out three times and flew out to the shortstop as the first pitch comes in and rolls to the backstop, ball one. Baffney, a very big kid, had a nice catch in the first game over at first base as the 1-0 pitch comes in, swung on, hit to left field. Left fielder comes in, has it, and will retire the side. So no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. And after the end of two innings, we're tied scoreless in Burleski at the Walla Walla Regional. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Now tell me you've got connections.
I've got connections.
Oh, and I almost believe that.
Don't worry, you've got connections. At Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, it's the red, white, and blue sale on now. Save thousands on new and used inventory. Save on this 05 Ford Mustang Coupe with auto, air, and CD, just $15,995. How about an 03 Dodge Neon for just $69,95? Or this 2005 Ford Freestar minivan for only $15,950. See your Ford connection, Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla.
I've got connections.
Now I'm hearing it.
Baby.
Walla Walla Electric is celebrating 30 years of service to the Walla Walla and Tushy Valleys. Walla Walla Electric specializes in residential electrical service. Whether it's computer and data cable wiring, fiber optic cabling, telephone and voicemail systems, home theaters, pools, hot tubs, spas, or whatever your electrical service needs, Walla Walla Electric can help you. Call Walla Walla Electric at 525-8672. That's 525-8672.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium as Aaron Ryland takes his last warm-up tosses up there on the mound. And the Irish finding it difficult to score runs so far today as they scored five in the first game and so far none here in the second game.
Right fielder, number 11, Austin Barron.
Cordnett effectively shutting them down in order, 1-2-3 in a very, very quick inning. I think he only threw about four or five pitches that inning. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Austin Perrin, for the Tudor Lake Fighting Ducks as Rhineland delivers the first pitch, strike one on the outside corner fastball. So the Irish just trying to get something offensively going. They just haven't been able to get the bats rolling as Rhineland delivers the 0-1 pitch. Curveball got him out right on his front foot. That was a nice pitch by Rhineland.
Yeah, you know, Aaron looked very confident out there right now. He was very little hop in his step after that pitch. He really broke that one off.
Ryland now with the 0-2 pitch. Fastball up high. Swing and a miss, and Perrin goes down swinging. That'll bring up the leadoff hitter for the Tudor Lake Fighting Ducks as Ryland starting to find his groove here in the third inning.
Settling into a pitcher's duel, but I know, Jason, I just got popped back up here. I was down checking things out in the stands. But I think DeSales definitely has a better chance of getting the bats going than Tudor Lake does.
As Elin takes a swing and a miss, Elin walked in the first inning, was then doubled up by Libby's hit to the shortstop, short second to first, as Rhineland delivers a curveball, and he swung on his front foot, just couldn't get a hold of it. The 0-1 pitch, another curve down, low one outside, ball one, one ball, one strike.
Good place to miss, so that's good location. And as I was out of the press box for a while, got a good crowd. And a couple sections of the Burleski bleachers here along the first baseline, pretty well filled up. And a lot of folks in the lawn chairs out behind the right field fence and enjoying a beautiful afternoon of baseball after the crazy weather we had the last 24 hours.
Two balls and one strike on Elin as Ryland delivers the 2-1 pitch. Fastball right down the can. Harry having a little bit of a hard time grabbing onto that ball, and it'll even up the count 2-2. And we talked to him a little bit last week, and he said, hey, Ryland can really bring it. That fastball explodes. And he says, I'm used to the velocity. It just takes me a little while. 2-2 pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. Great place to put that curve as Elin goes down.
He's really got him off balance. He's throwing the heater for strikes and the breaking ball as well, and that's a tough, tough combination on hitters.
And Will Libby.
Libby. Isn't Libby the – we're back to the top of the order, right?
Number two hitter, Will Libby, doing a pretty good job out there in that first game, shutting down the Knights' offensive attack. Libby, of course, pitching 10 innings to get the Tuttle Lake Ducks here. 21 strikeouts last week for the pitcher, the senior, as the fastball comes in, ball one. I'm sorry, ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Libby. Libby grounded out into the double play in the first inning as Rhineland winds up and the 2-0 pitch comes in. Fastball swing, foul tip back to the backstop, 2-1.
And the shade has now got the whole infield covered, and as I look out into the outfield, the lights have been turned on. They won't take effect for a while as they're warming up, but this game will finish under the lights at some point.
Rhineland with the 2-1 pitch. Curveball, a little high, I think. Three balls, one strike.
It started off a little high, but then it broke. Broke hard.
Libby waits for the 3-1 pitch. Fastball right by him. And I tell you what, Rhineland's fastball is just overpowering right now.
Yeah, to quote a good friend of mine, he was looking for the local and he got the express and he had no chance. And we've got a full count.
And the 3-2 pitch by Rhineland, swing and a miss by Libby, and he strikes out the side. Nice jump. Oh, it was a foul ball, foul tip.
Oh, they said he got a, okay.
Said he got a piece of that. I didn't think he did.
There, he got a piece of
that. There you go.
Got the sound effects up here, a little delayed.
As Rhineland delivers the 3-2 pitch, curveball up high, ball four, and so I got to change my book now as I'm doing it in pen, which is a no-no.
You know, the good thing is watching Aaron out there. I've known Aaron long enough. He's very competitive. He's pretty fired up right now, and he was ready to charge into that dugout with a strikeout. The foul tip, it was ruled a foul tip and dropped, and then he overthrew that last pitch up high for the ball. Let's see if Aaron can settle down now as the meat of the Tuttle Lake order up here, number three hitter up right now.
Angela Ruda, who had a single up the middle, his first at bat in the first inning.
He's the catcher, and he's another one of those seniors.
Ruda digging in. Rhineland taking a long time on the mound, delivers a fastball low. Ball one, one ball, no strikes.
Pitching depth, though, Michael Tompkins, Jack Dixon, who both pitched very well at the district tournament, are definitely available.
Rhineland with the 1-0 pitch, swung on, foul ball down the third baseline towards the third base coach, picks it up and holds on to it, massages the ball, puts it in his pocket.
Just reminding folks of that, not that Rhineland's struggling because he's doing a great job so far. No score here, top of the third inning in this regional championship game.
Rhineland sets the 1-1 pitch, little curveball, just hung on to it a little bit long and tried to place it. Harry did a great job of getting that ball and keeping it in front of him.
Just as we started singing the praise of Ryan Aaron getting in a groove, he's struggled with his last four or five pitches. He's overthrowing right now, a little frustrated with himself.
2-1 pitch by Rhineland comes in, fastball up high. Now he's just trying to get there and just needs to take some time here for him to settle down. As you can see, he's visibly frustrated.
Yeah, he's an all-or-nothing kind of kid. He's on and he's off. And right now in this batter, he's off. And he can change right in the middle of an at-bat. So let's see if 2-5 can settle down a little bit here.
The 3-1 pitch by Rhineland swung on, foul back and out of play. Foul leaving up the count at 3-2. Everyone's going to be trucking around as Libby over at first base will be stealing on the pitch as Tompkins holding them on over there at first. We'll see if they try a pickoff here.
Tuttle Lake has had base runners on every inning, but nobody's got down to second. Oh, he's got him. Ooh. He had him leaning towards second, didn't he, Jace, on the pickoff attempt. The throw was just up the first baseline side of the bag, just enough that Tompkins couldn't sweep the tag, but he was definitely moving, and they knew he would be.
Rhineland sets the 3-2 pitch on the way. Fastball swung on, foul ball hit down by the bullpen down the third baseline, and it'll fall harmlessly foul. As Moore gives chase, along with Bo Ebding,
as we follow the flight of that ball. You just look up into the lights, and they are definitely warmed up at this point. Beautiful early evening in the Walla Walla Valley. Couldn't ask for a prettier setting for any activity. We've got regional baseball right now. No score. Tuda Lake trying a little two-out lightning against the Irish right now.
Rhineland delivers the 3-2 pitch, swung on, foul ball down the first baseline this time and falls out of play as it bounces up into the crowd here at Burleski Stadium. And if you're at home, what are you doing there? You need to be down here watching the ball game, having a burger, having some hot dogs and Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, it's baseball season, that's for sure. So he's popped one foul down the left field line, now the right field line, and that 3-2 pitch again.
Fastball just outside for ball four, and Rhineland looking into the dugout as Brandon Cordonette, who flew out to Zach Epstein. Zach making a really nice catch on that ball.
And just like that, you know, that's the little things in baseball. A drop third strike on a foul tip. The Irish thought they had a 1-2-3 inning going. That guy gets on now a 3-2. He fights off several foul balls, does Rada. And now we've got a pass ball on the first pitch to Cordonette. And just like that, Tuda Lake with two outs, nobody on, a possible strikeout. Now they've got two in scoring position and ball one to their cleanup hitter.
And right now we're going to see what Rhineland can do, because now it starts to be somewhat of a pressure cooker, having a chance to get a big lead in that first district game, and it ended up being 17-0. This is a little bit different, a 0-0 score here in the top of the third, and Cordonette, the cleanup hitter, up to hit. Cordonette trying to get under Rhineland's skin a little bit by calling time, stepping out, doing anything he can to keep him off rhythm. The 1-0 pitch, fastball down low and outside, ball two, two balls, no strikes. So back-to-back walks by Rhineland, and then a pass ball. He has runners on second and third. The 2-0 pitch by Rhineland up high, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. And
trying to lean out and see if any of the Irish brain thrust is looking to visit the mound, and they seem fairly calm on the exterior. Nobody looks like they're ready to go talk to Aaron just yet.
The 3-0 pitch comes in, fastball right down the can for called strike one as Cordonette looks over at the coach and says, hey, what do you want me to do?
Of course, in big-time baseball, we'd look down to the bullpen, but all the guys who might come into pitch are out on the field right now, and there's a drive into left field, but right at Bo Ebding.
Nice job by Rhineland to get him to swing at that 3-1 pitch.
He hit it right on the screws, but right to Bo Ebding, perfectly placed there in straightaway left field. So the Irish survive a rally there, Jason. Get out of the inning. No runs.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and two men left, both in scoring position. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium as Baffney was the last out for the Irish, and that'll bring up Rhineland, Aaron Rhineland. Rhineland trying to get things started as Coach Holtzinger bringing down Hyunga at catcher and Tompkins down there into the bullpen just to make sure they're ready in case something happens next inning. As Cordonette delivers, low and outside, ball one.
Well, we're going to have to pull off the old Dave Niehaus, Rick Riz deal here, post coach, Mr. Postal. Wait, what? Maybe I'll pick up some play-by-play here for a while, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
So the pitching counterpart's in there. Aaron lucked out against Cornette with two in scoring position just a moment ago. Got a line drive right to Bo Ebding. Now Aaron trying to get something started here in this scoreless pitching duel here in the bottom of the third inning. One ball, one strike. That pitch, breaking ball that didn't break. It bounces off the side of Aaron's head. And there's our first hit-by-pitch mark into the scorebook in this regional championship game. If you weren't with us for the pregame or the earlier contest, six DeSales players trotted down the first base on the hit-by-pitch against St. George's. So Aaron takes that one off the batting helmet, and that'll bring up Bo Ebding. Bo, very good with the bat.
I was just going to say, hit Rhineland in the best place it could right there for Eric.
Oh, yeah, he got a little off track there. That last thing made a great bunt up the first baseline by Bo Ebding. He bunted hard, forces the first baseman to chase him into foul territory to put the tag on him, and Bo does his job. That's little ball. Bo moves the runner into scoring position with one out. Kim Cox walks way up the third baseline, gives Bo a hand, and now talking to Jack Dixon. So the Irish turn the lineup over. Jack Dixon, the leadoff hitter. What did he do first time up, Jace?
Flew out to the right fielder on his first at-bat there in the first inning.
So DeSales trying to answer to the Lake's first threat. They've got Rhineland down at second base, one out. DeSales' first runner in scoring position. And we are the second time through the lineup. We've talked earlier about the fact that Cornette does not throw nearly as hard as the Gallagher kid from St. George's. So DeSales, second time around the order. Let's see how they adjust. First pitch is a ball. Cornette checks Rhineland. Here's the one ball pitch. Lined hard into right center field. Rhineland will take the turn, and here's the throw, and it'll be cut off, and he scores. And just like that, a hit batter, a sacrifice bunt by Bo Ebding. Jack Dixon, a solid line shot single through the right side of the infield. Rhineland scores from second base, and DeSales scores first in this regional championship game. They lead it 1-0. Now Zach Ebding will come to the plate. Zach grounded out to second base his first time up. One out. And we'll see if the ball got away from the bullpen. They're not going to stop play. Dan Lynch, Irish score. Pitch out. Dixon's running. Catcher can't handle the ball. Jack goes down uncontested. So DeSales getting aggressive here in the bottom of the third, Dave. As Jason commented as we were off the air between innings, time for the Irish to get it going, and they are.
I'll tell you what, Dixon read that perfectly. He had a huge jump on that.
Now they turn for the pickoff attempt. Jack was walking off the bag lazily. Cornette might have had a shot at him, but neither one of the two Lake players, either Dustin Elan or Luke Lundquist, their shortstop and second base, were at the bag. So Jack not quite as far off. Ebding face turns the bunt. The ball goes into the right-handed batter's box and picked up by the catcher, Rada, and that's a foul ball. So Zach, he was not sacrificed bunting there. He was drag bunting for a hit. Now Kim Cox wants to talk to Zach. Leans over, gives him the word. Hands on his shoulder. Now he'll jog back to the third base coaching box. And it's nice to have those seniors. Just a couple quick comments, and you know the kid knows what you want him to do. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the third inning. DeSales has scored the first run of this game. There's the bunt up to the third base side. The pitcher's going to have to field it. No chance. Nice job by Zach Ebding. And Kim Cox wants to know why Jack Dixon isn't down at third base.
That's a classic pose by Kim.
He just had kind of the half shrug, palms to the sky, and Jack Dixon kind of returned the favor and said, I don't know.
At the plate, third baseman,
well, the Irish have run first and second. The bunt single by Zach Ebding. So the Ebding boys had showed how they can handle the bat. Bo, the junior, with the sacrifice bunt to move Rhineland into scoring position. He scored on Dixon's base hit. Now Jake Moore stands in, and he lifts a fly ball to center field, shallow. Dixon is tagging. Prince makes the catch, not deep enough for anybody to move up. So Jake Moore takes the helmet off and jogs to the dugout. So two outs in the inning, And Michael Tompkins comes up. He grounded out to second base his last time up.
At that first baseman, number 35, Mike Tompkins.
Mike's a big guy, really has aspirations of playing baseball next year collegiately. And he loves this time of year, the postseason, and a chance to pick up an RBI with Jack Dixon out there and a lot of room out here at Burleski Stadium. Mike would like to find a gap or maybe find the pine trees beyond the fence somewhere. Cordonette checks Dixon. Here's the first pitch into Tompkins, high and away for ball one. But DeSales has a run on the board in this regional championship game. After just four pitches, they went down in order in the bottom of the second, but here in the third, they scored once and have two on with two out. Cordonette in the stretch. The one-ball pitch to Tompkins. It's hit hard into right center field. On the run is Prince. He makes the catch. Nice jump on the ball by Prince, the senior. And Tompkins hit that hard. He tagged it into the gap, but it's caught. But DeSales gets one run on two hits. There were no two to Lake Airs and two runners left on base. After three complete innings, DeSales is on the board. In this regional championship contest, they lead it 1-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Cody Moraine will lead off the top of the fourth for the Tuttle Lake Fighting Ducks. Moraine popped up to Jake Moore. First time at first pitch swinging, hits the ball in the hole. Kevin Roach got it, bobbles it, gets it to Aaron Ryland covering the bag. Nice fundamental play there. The ball was hit softly. A chopper between Roach and Tompkins, both playing deep. They kind of met each other at the edge of the outfield grass. Roach went to his knees, got
five.
The ball. Ryland
Brandon
covered
Bartlett.
First base nicely, and we've got the out. Bartlett at the plate now. Brandon Bartlett popped up to the first baseman. Single. I'm sorry, I got to decipher Jason's scorekeeping. So one with an arrow means a base hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Irish up 1-0 here. Top of the fourth, Aaron Ryland, a little shaky after two quick outs the last inning. There's a ground ball to Jake Moore at third. Toss across to Michael Tompkins, and quickly two outs. So, Tuttle Lake, last inning, especially late in the inning, were very patient at the plate. Got a couple runners on. Now they're swinging early in the count, and that's my
second baseman number one, Luke Lindquist.
Luke Lindquist called out on strikes his first time up. And quickly two outs. And that's exactly what you want to do after you score, is to get a quick 1-2-3 inning. And Aaron's getting told to, that's just like being in the hallway at DeSales, getting told to tuck his shirt in. So he steps back, tucks the front of the shirt in. And
you get to wear your hat, though, out here.
That's right. Breaking ball over for strike one to Lundquist. Lundquist, a sophomore. Lindquist, excuse me, the name. Infield playing back, of course, with the two outs. Bo Epting relatively deep in left field. That was a breaking ball in the dirt, but swung through and missed by Lindquist, so badly fooled on that pitch. Two strikes. No balls on Lindquist. And as I mentioned, just what you want to see after your team scores. Really putting the clamps on Tuttle Lake here in the top of the fourth. Lindquist hits that fastball right to Michael Tompkins. He's going to toss it over to Aaron Ryland. So a nice fundamental play there again. So Aaron Ryland covers the bag at first. Three ground ball outs. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Tuttle Lake Fighting Ducks in the top of the fourth inning. We're halfway through this regional championship contest. And the Irish lead at 1-0 on 100.7 FM.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Have you been to the new Napa store on East Isaacs next to John's Wheatland Bakery? 9th Street Napa recently merged with Walla Walla Motor Supply, creating the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores in Walla Walla. The machine shop is still located on 2nd Street, and Napa's new Isaacs store isn't just a place to shop. It's a place to experience. With over 12,000 square feet, the Isaac Street Napa store is a full-service auto parts store offering custom paint mixing, hydraulic hose building, and with more than 350 years of combined experience between them, simply the most knowledgeable staff you'll find anywhere. Get the good stuff at Napa.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Now the Sails will try to play add-on here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One run in the top, bottom of the third, and that's the lead at 1-0. The pitching and defense continue to do well today at Burleski Stadium. 11 innings and no runs given up so far by the Sails pitchers and defense. Casey Wirth, first pitch swing, base hit through the left side. Ground ball. Casey's a senior. He wants to continue his season into next week in Yakima. Defend that state title. Kim Cox up in the third base coaching box. Mark Graves coaching in the first base side. And Rob Holtzinger down the bullpen with Michael Tompkins up to bat now. Michael Harry grounded out the shortstop his last time up. So the Irish trying to keep the pressure on Cordonette. Got a runner on with nobody out here to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Harry takes strike one right down the middle. Kim Cox flashing through the signs. Casey doesn't have great speed. Dixon was stealing last inning. Tutelake gets right on a pitch out, but then the catcher couldn't handle the ball. Here's a breaking ball to Harry, and it's up for a ball. Count even at 1-1.
The Irish player is really getting a good jump on the pitcher. They're reading him really well over there. Not a quick move to first.
No wind to speak of as they look down the right field line towards the bullpen. The flag is hanging down the pole. That pitch low and outside for ball two. 2-1 to Michael Harry. In the on-deck circle is Kevin Baffney. Baffney, a sophomore. Michael Harry, the senior, the catcher, plays great defense behind the plate. Wants to get a hit here, of course. On the offensive side of things, takes that pitch high. So, Michael, you have to swing the bat in this turn up at the plate. Count 3-1. The Sails trying to keep the pressure on Tutelake, leading 1-0 are the Irish. Worth will run. Harry swinging. That ball's hit hard down the left field line. Left fielder on the run's not going to get to it. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Worth got the sign to roll into home, and he is going to be the throw to the plate. Worth is down. Is he in? Yes, he scores. Michael Harry slides into third base. So that'll be a double for Michael Harry, the hit and run to perfection. Michael Harry got a 3-1 pitch out over the plate. He rips it down the left field line. The left fielder, Brandon Bartlett, couldn't cut it off. He gets all the way to the fence. On the cutoff, they throw it to home plate. And Michael Harry alertly chugs into third base. So an RBI double for Michael Harry. He's the catcher. We'll see if they go for the courtesy runner for him. Oh, they're going to say no.
Catchers aren't very fast. I've noticed that over the years.
Well, he's only 90 feet away. He doesn't have very far to go. Baffney, his first time up, flew out to left field. But DeSales is up 2-0 now. Nobody out. Harry at third base. Breaking ball over for strike one. But DeSales hitters have been very patient at the plate against Cordonette. And they're getting pitches to hit. Tompkins hit one right on the screws last inning, but the center fielder, Prince, had a nice jump on the ball. Harry tagged that one for the double. That pitch up high for ball one to Baffney. Count even at a ball and a strike. Nobody out here. Bottom of the fourth inning. DeSales up 2-0. Cordonette will work from the windup. 1-1 pitch fastball, swing and a miss. A big cut by Kevin, the sophomore. But he didn't get anything out of it. 1-2. Kevin goes about 6'1", up over 200 pounds. He's a growing boy. Breaking ball right at the knees. Nice pitch, and Kevin's going to sit down. Nice pitch by Cordonette. He needed that for his confidence as the sales kind of got on him a little bit here.
Number 25, no outs.
And Aaron Ryan will come to the plate. Aaron got plunked on the batting helmet his first time up and scored the first to sales run on a Jack Dixon single. Aaron takes a big cut at that fastball for strike one. So Baffy and Rhineland both swinging for the downs on the Cordonette fastball.
I can almost see their eyes from up here in the booth.
And there's a breaking ball swing and a miss. So DeSales, after that quick start to this inning, they saw Michael Harry rip that ball into the left field corner. And Baffy and Rhineland said, hey, let's do the same. And they're over swinging a little bit. So Cordonette, good response after the first two runners get on and he gives up a run. Little number down the third base side. It's going to be fielded just on the foul side of the chalk line on the third baseline. Little chopper. So Aaron protecting the plate. No balls, two strikes. His pitching counterpart, Brandon Cordonette, senior for Tudor Lake. Here's the two-strike pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Swing and a miss. Catcher scoops it up and tags Aaron. And so Cordonette, after giving up the RBI double on a shot down the left field line to Michael Harry, has come back with back-to-back strikeouts.
At the plate, left fielder,
and
number
now
three,
Bo Efting at the plate. Bo contributed to the first DeSales run with a sacrifice bunt, moving Aaron Rhineland over right before that Dixon RBI single. Now Bo takes a fastball high for ball one. Bo, about 5'7", a tough target up at the plate. So DeSales looked like they had a rally going on, a run in and a batter runner at third in Michael Harry with nobody out. And just like two strikeouts later, the rally has lost some of its steam, and Bo Ebding takes that fastball for strike one. Count even at 1-1. Bo really crowding the plate there. Looked like he was trying to back off that one, but it found the inside corner. 1-1 pitch hit hard into left field by Bo Ebding. That's going to get over the left fielder's head, and it's going to roll all the way to the fence. Little Bo Ebding drives it deep to left field and a stand-up double. Bo Ebding just a shot over the left fielder's head. That was Brandon Bartlett, and he had no chance at that one. So Bo, a lot of punch in that little package. As you know, if I'm a defensive coach and I look at Bo at the plate, I play my left fielder shallow as well. But now Bartlett out there, he's going to stay back there a little further. So DeSales, a little two-out clutch hitting by Bo Ebding, and that will bring Jack Dixon to the plate. He had an RBI single up the middle to drive in Aaron Rhineland the last inning. DeSales up now 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Breaking ball by Cordonette. So Cordonette looked like he might get out of a jam. After giving up a run, he had two straight strikeouts, but Bo Ebding stayed tight in that batter's box and drills that double to score Michael Harry. Cordonette checking Ebding down at second, who has good speed. And Dixon rips it up the middle for a base hit. Bo's got good speed. He takes a turn at third. Here's a throw in way over everything. Off the backstop, Dixon's going to keep on running, and he's going to stop at second base. So the wheels are coming off a little bit for the defense of the Tudor Lake Fighting Ducks there as Scott Prince, the senior, came up, fielded that ground ball that got through the middle on the run, and he just launched it about halfway up the backstop behind home plate. So no contest at home. Dixon just never stopped running, moved down to second base. So Dixon gets his second RBI single in two innings, and now Zach Ebding's at the plate. He had a bunt single his last time up, and I don't think the third baseman remembering that there. He's playing even with the bag. Let's see if Zach does the same thing. He takes the first pitch for a strike. 4-0 now to DeSales. They've scored three here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They scored one right away as Michael Harry doubled home. Who was on with the leadoff walk? I forgot. Casey Worth. No, Casey had a base hit. So the Irish bats are getting rolling. Worth with a single. and a couple of doubles and another single. Ebding hits that ball right to the second baseman, Lindquist, and he throws it over to first base for the out. But a good inning for DeSales. They get three runs on four hits, one two-to-lake error, and one runner left on base. We've played four complete. That's the magic number right now. Four runs on the board for DeSales. And the Irish defense and pitching continues to shut out the opposition here at regionals. 2-0, 0. Into the fifth inning when we come back with the sales winning 4-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When you think of quality and reliability, you think of Toyota and Abadjon Motors in Walla Walla, where we sell a better car for less every day. Every in-stock new 2005 and 2006 Camry and Solara are priced $3,000 off MSRP, or get as low as 2.9% financing. That's right, $3,000 off on America's favorite car. So don't miss out. There's never been a better time to buy. And selection is limited. Abadjon Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla, where everybody gets a great deal.
Everybody gets a great deal.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Rhineland working on the shutout here in this regional championship game. We'll face the number 8, 9, and 1 batter. Scott Prince grounded out to shortstop his first time up, and he swings and misses at a fastball from Aaron Rhineland. No chance to catch up to that one. Here's the one strike pitch, breaking ball. Prince swings, turns to bunt and misses it as that ball ends up in the dirt. So quickly two strikes on Toodle-Lake. One thing I've noticed about the two-leg hitters, after DeSales scored their run, they've gotten much more aggressive at the plate. And I don't know if that's the answer against Aaron Rhineland. You want to make him throw some pitches and maybe get out of that groove, and that pitch is in the dirt for a ball, because the only real threat two-leg had was in the top of the third. When Aaron started to struggle with his control, they made him throw a lot of pitches, and they got a couple guys on in scoring position. There's a fastball swing and a miss by Prince. No chance. That's one of those you see the pop in the glove, and then he swings the bat.
At the plate, right fielder, number 11, Austin Perrins.
Austin Perrins, the number 9 hitter. Strikeout victim his first time up. I think Aaron's got, what, Jason, not to put you on the spot, 3 or 4 strikeouts? 4. 4 Ks for Aaron. And a swing and a miss there by the number 9 hitter.
These two guys are just overmatched. The number 8 and 9 hitters just have not got a chance right now.
Here's the one strike pitch by Ryan. Breaking ball for a strike. That looks, is that curve or slider, Mr. Postlewaite, in your expert opinion? It
looks like a curve ball.
Yeah. It's breaking off sharp and down. Our vantage. Oh, there's a ball hit hard. Fastball up in his wheelhouse, but right at Dixon in right field. And two balls have been hit hard by Toodle-Lake in this game. One by Cordonette with runners in scoring position, and that one as well, that both of them have gone right to the
sales outfield.
Quickly,
Elon.
Two outs, and we're back to the top of the order. Dustin Elan at the plate. He's 0 for 1. Walked and a strikeout. That pitch bounces just short of home plate. Harry knocks it down. So, as we've mentioned several times, Aaron has been a little bit erratic with the control, but effective. Next pitch, grounded up the third base side and foul.
It's kind of nice for Aaron to be a little bit wild, because then it puts that little bit of doubt in that hitter's mind about where possibly that ball could go on your body.
Yeah, it's hard for them to settle in. He hasn't hit any batters, but he's definitely mixing his pitches both in the type of pitch and the location. That ball grounded the shortstop side. Worth corrals it, toss over to Michael Tompkins, the stretch, and it's too late as the speedy Elan beats it out. So that'll be an infield hit for Toodle-Lake. And Toodle-Lake has had base runners virtually every inning.
Seven,
the Irish have been able to get out of trouble, as most of the time it's been with two outs. Will Libby at the plate. He hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the first inning and walked in the third. He's up here in the fifth. Two outs, a runner on base, 4-2 to Lake. There's a ground ball up the shortstop side. It's a tough play for Wirth. He fields it right in front of second base. Strike over to first base for the out. Casey Wirth, nice charge on that slow hit ball. Scoops it up out of the lush turf here at Burleski Stadium and throws a strike over to Michael Tompkins. No runs, one hit, no Irish errors, and one runner left for 2 to Lake. And the Irish are rolling along here in this regional championship game. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. If they will try to get runs on the board for the third straight inning when we come back. They lead it 4-0 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The local economy is important to everyone who lives here. Our local economy benefits when we spend our disposable income right here at home. At Community Bank, they invest your money right here because they believe in our communities. They help build new homes, additions, garages, and barns. They help you buy trucks and trailers. They truly are local money working for local people. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton, Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth.
Well, the Sails need to get the shutout from their defense and their pitching. No runs given up today in this regional tournament. And one game, seven-inning game, and 5 innings of this regional championship. And the offense has gotten it going a little bit. One in the third, three in the fourth, and Jake Moore leading off here in the top of the fifth inning. And now Jack Dixon will jog down to the bullpen. So Tompkins and Dixon, a couple of Irish relievers, both keeping those arms loose. As Aaron Ryland, pitching well, obviously, with a shutout, but he's always on the edge of losing that control. Jake Moore takes another pitch from Cordonette, who's gone all the way for 2 to Lake, 2-0. That fastball drilled right over the top of Kim Cox's head. He has to hit the deck. And the fans like that. I hope they're clapping for Kim's agility down the third baseline, not the fact that Jake just about took his head off.
It's like a cruise.
So Coach Cox still got the agility down there in the third base box. He works on a lot of things with his players. He pays so much attention to detail, but I'm guessing that's not one thing they work on, him taking line drives in the third base coaching box. But he reacted very well to that hard hit ball. 3-1 on Jake Moore as he takes the ball. 3-1 pitch to Jake off the handle, but it's going to get into center field over the shortstop's head. So Jake drills a foul ball down into the corner in the left field line. And then a little nubber there, but he had enough muscle on it, did the junior, to get it into the outfield for a base hit. And now Michael Tompkins will come to the plate. Michael, a drive deep into the gap in right center's last time up, but is run down nicely by Scott Prince. Now a move over to first base. Jake Moore is back easily. On deck is Casey Wirth. Casey's single to start the last inning, started that three-run rally. The Irish have the leadoff man on, and Jake Moore at first base trying to open it up now. They lead it 4-0. Cordonette's pit to Tompkins. Breaking ball stays way outside. So I think Cordonette is definitely getting a little tired here. And in these Class B baseball tournaments, which DeSales has been a fixture in for 18 years, you see it a lot. The opponents just don't have the pitching depth that DeSales does. Libby, their talented pitcher, got him to this point with that 3-2 win over Riverside Christian. Cordonette has battled, but he's obviously tiring, and I'm guessing Coach Froglia, sure I'm saying that wrong, doesn't have many options left. There's a throw over to Jake Moore, and he barely gets back. He had him leaning. Good snap throw by Cordonette.
Cordonette really watching Moore right now, which is why he's been outside Tompkins the last two pitches. Just paying too much attention over there to number 32.
2-0 on Michael Tompkins. Michael probably really liked to unload on one here as he's coming down to his last couple of at-bats in the DeSales uniform here in Walla Walla. I'm sure he'd like to finish up with maybe a drive into the pine trees here at Burleski Stadium. They need to, Mark Gray is going to pick up that ball that got loose in the right field bullpen. Mark. And there Tompkins drills that one to right field. It's not going to get out of here, but it's going to off the wall on a hop. Jake Moore from first. He's rounding third. They're going to wave him home, and he will score as the ball is cut off. So Michael Tompkins doesn't get it out of the yard, but a rope on one hop to the fence in right field. And a stand-up double for Michael Tompkins, the third double in the last two innings for DeSales, and Jake Moore scores. Irish now lead it 5-0. Nobody out. Tompkins in scoring position down at second base. And Casey Worth at the plate, the senior shortstop. Base hit. Scored on a Michael Harry double in the last inning. So the Sales starting to get the tags on Cordonette. That pitch is high. And Cordonette's breaking ball is doing two things now. It's up in the strike zone, and it's not breaking very sharply. An obvious sign of fatigue. And he knows he doesn't have the speed to get the ball past the DeSales hitters with the fastball. He just got, at this point, hope that they hit it at somebody. That pitch is in the dirt, blocked nicely by Rada. Angelo Rada, one of five seniors in the Tudor Lake starting lineup, one of seven seniors on their roster. The winner will play at 1 o'clock Friday in the semifinals against the Region 1 champion. That pitch stays inside, and the Region 1 champion, the four teams in Region 1, Mossy Rock, Darrington, Rainier Christian, and Wakayakum. Wakayakum has been a familiar opponent for DeSales in the state semifinals and finals the last several years. They've also played Mossy Rock and Darrington at championship-level play. That ball popped up high around the shortstop area. That's a major league pop-up, and the shortstop, Dustin Elan, plays it nicely. The sun no longer a factor. The lights are in full effect, but the sun's still shining up on the Blue Mountains above the treetops here in Walla Walla.
It's a
beautiful, beautiful view here from Burleski Stadium. We can see Ray Lane Field, home of the Irish during the regular season, through the trees beyond the left field fence, and then beyond that, the campus of DeSales and the Blue Mountains. Stepping in, Michael Harry got it going in last inning with a double, and he drills this one out of here, but foul. Over the arvovita that border the fence along the third baseline bullpen. So Michael Harry definitely tagging Cordonette his last couple of bats down the left field line. Dixon's had enough warm-up tosses in the right field bullpen. He's going to go back into the dugout. Harry takes a breaking pitch inside for a ball, count even at 1-1. So one ball, one strike. One out for DeSales. Michael Tompkins, that stand-up double that scored more. Michael's out there at second base, hoping to add on, hoping his fellow senior Michael Harry will pick him up here. Michael takes that pitch low for ball two at the knees. Cordonette, not really taking much of a look at Tompkins. Now he does. Fastball fouled straight back by Harry. Michael, not much of a threat to steal. The Kim Cox definitely likes the hit and run. He's done it a couple times. And with Michael Harry at the plate, he did it last inning with Casey Worth at second base. Casey moved down there after a single, then a bunt by Bo Ebding that sacrificed him over. That curveball hangs up. Harry hits it into right center field, coming in as the right fielder. He'll make the catch. Tompkins bluffs towards second base, draws a throw to third base, which is fielded if Tompkins stays at second. So, nice catch by Austin Perrin out there. Nice base running by Michael Tompkins.
Number 33, Kevin Baffney.
Kevin Baffney will come to the plate. The DH, Kevin, struck out his last time up as Cordonette looked like he was going to get out of trouble last inning after giving up the RBI double to Harry. He got back-to-back strikeouts, but then DeSales with two outs scored two more runs. They've got one here in the fifth inning after a Jake Moore single and a Michael Tompkins double. The Irish lead at 5-0. First pitch to Baffney is a ball. Kevin, just a sophomore. Fontenot, I don't know why I keep calling Cordonette Fontenot. I don't know why. But once I do stuff like that, I keep doing it. 12 innings of shutout baseball by the DeSales pitching staff and defense. The Irish scored one, beat St. George's 5-0. They're up on Tudor Lake 5-0 right now. And there's a ground ball through the hole on the left side. Shortstop's going to try to grab it. He bobbles it, and Baffin's going to be on base. I thought that was going to get through the hole. The third baseman, Libby, dove after it, and Maya must have got a little piece of it. And then the shortstop, Elon, actually had a chance to play it, but he'd overrun the ball by then. And we'll see how they score that one officially. But we have green shirt, third base, and Michael Hopkins and Kevin Baffney at first base. So runners at the corners, two outs. And Aaron Rhineland, the DeSales pitcher, is at the plate. Does that mean you want to fight? just tell us, what's Rhineland at the plate today, Mr. Postlewaite?
He was hit by a pitch in the third and struck out in the fourth inning.
He scored in the third inning after being hit by that pitch and then struck out, you're right, in the fourth as Cordonette got those back-to-back strikeouts but then couldn't get out of trouble. First pitch is a ball to Rhineland. Jason's keeping the book. I'm babbling away here through the middle innings, and Jason will pick it up for the sixth and seventh innings as we bring, hopefully, a regional championship to you. Irish looking good right now, up 5-0. Pitch to run and off the end of the bat towards the second baseman. He scoops on a knee and gets it over first base for the out. But DeSales gets another run, a run on a couple hits, maybe an error on the Tudor Lake Fighting Ducks. Bottom line, scoreboard, DeSales 5, Tudor Lake 0 after five complete innings on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers.
Mamma mia!
Vasari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
On the mound after Jack Dixon warmed up down in the bullpen. Harry has the pitch and tosses it down to second base, and we're going to be underway here in the top of the sixth inning. Up to bat for the Tudor Lake Fighting Ducks will be Angelo Ruda, the catcher, Cordonette, the pitcher, and Moraine, the first baseman. Ruda with a single and a walk. A single was right up the middle in the first inning, and we'll see if Rhineland's able to come in here and shut the door here in the sixth inning.
You know, Jace, this is probably, you'd have to think this is Tudor Lake's last good chance. He's a 3, 4, or 5 hitters at the plate, but the Irish coaching staff has got the pitching relief ready. Tompkins and Dixon are both loose and ready to go should Rhineland start to get in trouble.
And right now down in the bullpen for the Tudor Lake Fighting Ducks is a young man warming up.
Get those binoculars out.
Find out what number he is as he comes up here to the pitching mound as the ball is swung on and hit foul. Out of play. Number 10 for the Tudor Lake Fighting Ducks.
That would be Dustin Elam, their shortstop.
Their leadoff hitter. One for two on the day. Ruda, the catcher, done a pretty good job back there behind the plate.
He tagged that last pitch, but it was way foul, all the way out of the stadium on the left side.
Another foul ball up to the third base coach. E on the third base coach. Have to add that to the official statistics.
Casey Ferroglia, I've butchered his name. I've had a few errors trying to pronounce his name today.
Rhineland, with that dominating fastball on the breaking ball tonight, has done really well as the breaking ball comes in. Harry dives in front of it. Knocks it down. And I tell you what, as an umpire, if you got a catcher that really can't stop those pitches and you're getting hit by them all night long, you're diving, ducking, turning your head, making sure that you're not seeing it, Harry makes an umpire feel really at ease, and I bet you he picks up a lot of strikes for his pitcher back there. As the fastball comes in, belted deep to left field as Bo goes back to the warning track and then brings it in. But I thought that one might have a chance.
The park held it not by a lot. And I'm thinking Raid is headed back to the dugout thinking that should have been a home run. And I'm not sure the dimensions of the park back in Tootle Lake. But I'm guessing there probably would have been. But where he hit that, probably about 345, 350. And the yard held it.
Garnett making solid contact all night long. Fly ball to center field, fly ball to left field. That fly ball to left field in the third inning put an end to the rally that Tootle Lake was trying to do as he swings and hits a fly ball into center field that are dropped down in front of Zach Ebding for the first hit of the night for Cordnett.
You know, DeSales outfielders playing a little deeper late in the game. You know, they've got the lead. You know, you just don't want those gappers. And Zach took a step back initially on that, and that was just enough to let that ball drop. But now Cordnett, the pitcher, will get a courtesy runner. Jeff Campbell, a freshman, will come in and run. And so Tootle Lake's got to make something happen here with one out and a runner on base trailing 5-0.
Number five hitter, Cody Moraine, the first baseman, the left-hander, up there to hit for the Fighting Ducks as he takes the first pitch, swung, and drives it into left field for a base hit. Bo Ebding comes up with it and tosses it into Wirth, and looks like Tootle Lake might have a little bit of a rally starting up here.
Yeah, two of the last three hitters have tagged it very hard. Cordonette's hit was a kind of a blooper into the center field, but they're definitely finding the range, maybe too little too late, hopefully, on Aaron Ryland. Here comes Rob Holtzinger, Irish pitching coach, out of the first base dugout. Tompkins and Dixon are both ready to go. Dixon in right field, Tompkins at first base. And this is just, I think, Jason, just a, hey, how you feeling, Aaron? We got our other guys ready. What do you want to do?
Might have a story out there knowing Rob Holtzinger. But I tell you what, Rob and Kim doing a pretty good job out here with these Irish players. And Rhineland maybe being reminded a little bit by Rob that in that district playoff against Liberty Christian, it was all about location. It had nothing to do with how the pitches were thrown. It was about location, location, location. And just wanted to impress that fact upon Aaron up there on the mound. As the pitch comes in, fastball right down the can for strike one.
And Kim Cox also came out of the dugout there to set a little bit of a defensive change. They had Michael Tompkins not holding the runner and had him creeping in on the grass, maybe looking for a bunt. Now Michael backs up behind the runner, but not holding the runner, just playing defense. They just got to stay out of the big inning at this point.
Nice curveball by Aaron Ryland. And I tell you what, when you see that fastball coming in and then you dump that curveball down on a shoe top, it makes it very, very difficult to hit that ball as he had all of his weight on his front foot and just waved helplessly at it.
Yeah, he had no chance. He had his everything turned and rotated through the strike zone before the ball got there.
Little nubber out to the pitcher, takes it, throws it on over to Tompkins and picks up the out there for the second out of the inning. So two outs, runners move up 90 feet to second and third, and that'll bring up Luke Lindquist, the second baseman, who is struck out looking in the second inning and grounded out to Mike Tompkins in the fourth inning.
Now, Tootle Lake's going to make this interesting. Now's when it's going to have to happen. They've got two in scoring position, two outs, just one inning left if they want to get back in this game trailing 5-0.
And a fastball blown right by Lindquist. And Aaron Ryland, these 7-8-9 hitters, basically just been getting a steady diet of fastballs, and then you break a breaking ball on them, and they've been sitting down. The 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball swung through and missed again. Nice pitch there by Ryland. Needs to keep his concentration on this 0-2 pitch to Lindquist and put him away here with runners on second and third. Aaron looking in for the sign to Harry. Harry getting it from the dugout, still looking, now has it, and time is called as Lindquist wants to step out of the box. Just a little bit too much time there. As Harry has the sign now, and now relays it to Aaron. And the 0-2 pitch by Ryland. Fastball right down the can. Must have been outside. Because
you know,
Harry didn't even move his glove.
What I like seeing from Aaron, though, you know, a couple innings ago, he got a little frustrated a couple times. That time he just took the ball back in his glove, walked back up on the mound, and here he comes at him again.
One pitch. Nice
curve. Job by Aaron Ryland. He sprints off the mound.
Little 1-2 curveball to Lindquist and has him gone, and no runs on two hits, no errors, and two men left. And after the top of the sixth inning, five and a half gone, the Irish holding on to a 5-0 lead here at Burleski Stadium. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Common household medications such as aspirin, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and others can be lethal to cats. Always consult your Walla Walla area veterinarian before giving any human medication to a cat. A good rule of thumb is that if the medication label doesn't say it is for animals, don't give it to them without a veterinarian's advice. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For 55 years now, Dell Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Hassle-free, pressure-free, and worry-free are words that describe Dell Graves' family-owned dealership. Anniversary special prices, great service, and huge factory incentives are reasons to purchase right now. Dell Graves has been a community leader in the automotive business for 55 years. Pontiac, Buick, GMC. We are professional grade. Open every day on South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium. The Irish trying to pin a couple of runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll send up the 9-1-2 hitter.
Number 10, Dustin Elam.
Also, there's going to be a pitch change for the Fighting Ducks as Cordonette's day is done. Cordonette doing a fairly good job against the Irish hitters and had the first two innings just rolling his way. Third inning, gave up only one run, and then the fourth, the Irish exploded for three, and then they tacked another one on in the fifth. Dustin Elam, the shortstop, moves to pitcher.
And then I think what they did is they moved Libby from third to short, and now Cordonette, the pitcher, is at third base, and he'll take the ball on the old around the horn, and he's going to hand it to Dustin Elam, the junior, who's now on the mound.
Bo Ebdeen with a big double in the fourth inning, and a big sacrifice bunt in the third to get the job done for the Irish. Really has been a little spark plug out there for the Irish offense today as Tompkins hits down
to the bullpen.
He's kind of worn out of path down there. It'd be interesting to see if they try to let Aaron Ryland get the complete game here shutout. I'm thinking they will.
Bo takes the first pitch, swings, pops it up by the shortstop right behind the second base bag. And that'll be the first out of the inning, fly out to the shortstop. Now bring up Jack Dixon. Dixon with two hits on
the
night.
Number eight, left fielder Jack Dixon.
Two RBIs, a stolen base for Jack. Also flew out to the right fielder in the first inning. Elam on the mound in the windup, and the pitch comes in. Jack swings. So ground ball to the third baseman, picked up nicely there. Toss across the diamond to the first baseman, Moran. And that'll be two down.
That's an out on Jack Dixon, but he has hit the ball hard every time today. His last two hard hit balls found holes and drove in runs. So, Jack, good day at the plate.
Zach Ebdeen taking a couple of practice swings.
Center fielder, Zach Ebdeen.
Has one hit on the day, a little drag bunt. Grounded out to the second baseman twice. As Elam delivers another bunt out in front of the box. Picked up there and thrown into right field, down into the bullpen. Zach will turn and go to second, looking over his right shoulder. And the Irish will have a runner in scoring position on the air by the catcher, Ruta.
Now the Irish fans showing their appreciation, realizing, I hope they're realizing that they're seeing some of these seniors' last performance here in Walla Walla, in an Irish uniform, that is. So Zach handling the bat. Rada couldn't handle the throw down to first base, and he's in scoring position now for Jake Moore.
Jake, with a single to left field, is last at bat. He's one for three on the day, one for two on the day. As he swings and drives the ball between the shortstop and third baseman, that'll plate Zach. And Moore in the number three spot comes through with the RBI single, and Moore is officially out of his slump
with
two hits.
A little insurance. Six on the board for DeSales in the sixth inning.
And
six
Zach,
total, that is.
Zach Ebdeen doing really a good job today. Last week had six hits.
I'm just chuckling because Michael Tompkins comes to the plate and Cordonette, who's now at third base, is waving at his outfielders to back up and move over, and they do.
The right fielder is about six, 7 feet away from the warning track in right field.
Yeah. When Bo Ebding hit the double over Brandon Bartlett's head in left field, that was kind of the signal for the Fighting Ducks. Well, I guess we better back up. Three doubles by DeSales has contributed to the six runs today. Or I guess this early evening, this twilight contest.
Elin delivers. Tompkins grounds out to the second baseman. Toss across to Morin, and that'll end the inning. One run on one hit. One error, and one man left, and we'll move to the top of the seventh inning, and it's the last three outs for the Fighting Ducks when we come back. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Need some fabrication work or machining done? Walla Walla Farmers Co-op has one of the best fab shops that you'll find anywhere. Whether it's sprayer parts, steel tubing, steel plate, steel shaft, chrome cylinder shaft, stainless steel, or aluminum, there's no job too small or too large for our full-service machine and fabrication shop. Come in and see what else we have to offer at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op Machine Shop, 928 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in their bid for a state championship. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium. Top of the seventh inning, last three outs for the Ducks. And they'll send up the 8-9-1 hitters as Prince takes the first pitch.
It looks like Aaron Rineland's going to get a chance for a complete game shutout here in the regional championship game. He's still on the mound.
Prince swings, fouls it back. It's going to be just in play as it hits off the top of the fence in the backstop. Harry hustling over, getting it, tossing it back to the umpire behind the plate.
Michael kind of spun his wheels getting out of the dirt there behind home plate. Going after that foul ball. Wasn't hit high enough for him to get a chance to get back there after it.
Swing and a foul tip into the dirt to Harry, who picks it up, dusts it off, and tosses it back to Rineland. Hey, kudos again out to Tim Duncan and his staff, because we have not seen a kid falter, slip, slide, anything like that out here, and they've done a great job getting this field ready after that downpour last night.
And early this morning. There's a lot of water on this field at 7:45.
An inch and a half fell yesterday, and we had, I think, a 0.2-something inches this morning as Rineland sets up and delivers. Curveball, strike three, swinging as Prince goes down.
You know, we were sitting there talking about who we should visit with after the game. Maybe we should visit with Tim Duncan.
At the plate, number 11.
He gets plenty of time on the radio during
Austin
the basketball
game.
We'll have to think of some players to talk to.
As number nine here, Perrin, comes up. Rineland, fastball outside, ball one. A pretty dominating performance by the pitching staff of the DeSales Fighting Irish today, and really I think that's the storyline of this tournament so far. It's not the bats, but the pitching of the Irish that have so far, in two straight games, shut out their opponents here in the regionals. As Rineland throws in for ball two up high and tight. And the 2-0 pitch comes in, low, ball three, 3-0. And, of course, as soon as I say anything good, the post-away curse strikes, and I jinx everyone.
Now, we got a 6-0 cushion.
3-0 pitch right down the can from Rineland, fastball for strike one. And right now the Ducks, they just need to have guys on base with a 6-run lead, the Irish just wanting to throw strikes. As the fastball comes up, high and tight, ball four, and a walk on down the hall for the number nine hitter, Perrin. That'll bring up Dustin Elin, the new pitcher for the Fighting Ducks.
Now, that's
I'm sure they're
going
to give Aaron every opportunity to close this one out, but we talked about this earlier in the game. When Aaron goes south, he can go in a hurry, and I'm sure they're really keeping a close eye on him, but he's been able to settle himself down nicely, but maybe the couple times he started to lose a little bit.
Dustin Elin swings at and hits a ball into left field to Bo Ebding, who circles around and picks it up after it hits the ground for a base hit. So Elin with two hits in a row off of Rhineland to left field, and that'll bring up Will Libby, who's grounded into a double play, walked, and grounded out to the shortstop.
Yep, the double play ball's been the friend of DeSales today defensively. Right off the bat in the first inning of this contest, too late coming off that 3-2 win over Riverside Christian. Had some momentum. They had a rally going right off the bat, and the double play wiped it out in the first inning.
Curveball hits the plate and bounces to the backstop. As Harry tries to find it, goes back to the backstop, has it. And the runners will move up 90 feet. So runners on second and third now. Takes the double play out of possibility. And with one out and one ball, Will Libby has a chance to get some runs in here for the Tudor Lake Fighting Ducks.
Yeah, I think maybe one more of those, and I think Aaron might see his evening end.
Dixon,
it's a great ball game.
Dixon and Tompkins both warmed up, ready to go in when they need to be, and a fastball up high and tight on Libby for ball two. Two balls and no strikes.
Libby, I think, has been watching too much ESPN. He kind of gave the old stare down out there at Rhineland.
Because the first thing Rhineland wants to do is put him on first base with a hit-by-pitch.
Yeah.
Aaron sets the 2-0 pitch. Fastball swung. Rhineland has it. Looks back the runner at third. Tosses over to Tompkins. Nice job by Rhineland to know what he's supposed to do in that situation. To look back the runner at third, turn, and then make the throw to get the out.
I like that whole sequence. Libby, a talented senior, probably his last high school at bat. A little brushback pitch he felt, so he did the right thing. He handled the bat and tried to drive it right back at the pitcher, but Aaron made the play nicely.
Angelo Ruda, the catcher, singled in the first, walked in the third, and then flew out to left field in the sixth inning, is up now. Runners in second and third. As Rhineland throws ball one, the 1-0 pitch, swung on, hit up the middle towards Wirth, who has it, throws across, and that's it. And the Irish will win the region here in Walla Walla and advance to the state championship in Yakima next week.
Good ball game. Irish win it 6-0. Region 4 champions, state semifinals. Friday at 1 o'clock, we'll be right back with the Happy Totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Need some fabrication work or machining done? Walla Walla Farmers Co-op has one of the best fab shops that you'll find anywhere. Whether it's sprayer parts, steel tubing, steel plate, steel shaft, chrome cylinder shaft, stainless steel, or aluminum, there's no job too small or too large for our full-service machine and fabrication shop. Come in and see what else we have to offer at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op Machine Shop, 928 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in their bid for a state championship. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
How is it that L&G Ranch Supply can keep their prices so darn low? Well, for starters, they are a member of one of the largest farm and home store chains in the country, which gives them incredible buying power. Couple that with truckload pricing, and you end up with some of the best savings you'll find anywhere. And L&G has been family-owned and operated since the 60s, which makes shopping at L&G simply a delight. Try it sometime. There's no other store like L&G. Find out why at 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
There was once a boy named Bucky who played Babe Ruth in Hermiston, Oregon. Now, Hermiston Babe Ruth has a business checking account at Banner Bank, and one of its supporters is Banner customer Dave Ego of Cottage Flowers, where Debbie Watson purchased an arrangement to congratulate her former neighbor, that little boy named Bucky Jacobson, on his first Major League homer. It just goes to prove that we're all in some way connected to the same bank. Banner Bank. Better ideas, better banking. Member FDIC.
Talk about bad luck. First, one of the kids left the dome light on in the car, needed to be jumped the next morning before I could get to work. Then the wife locked her keys in the car and needed expert help getting the door open without damage. Then we needed a rental car after our own car broke down the day before our trip to the in-laws for the holidays. Each time, we called the same place, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental.
No, we haven't needed a tow for a while, but you can guess who we'd call. Lightfoot's Towing at 525-1680. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Burleski Stadium, the home of the Region 4 Class B baseball tournament, and the DeSales Irish. A familiar result. They're back to Yakima for the state semifinals again to defend their state title. They beat St. George's in the first round today 5-0, and then they dispatched the Tudor Lake Fighting Ducks 6-0 for the regional championship game. It's scoreless through 2.5 innings. DeSales scratched out one run in the third, three in the fourth, one more each in the fifth and the sixth to win it 6-0. DeSales pitching shuts out both St. George's and Tudor Lake in 14 innings of play. The Irish pitching staff gives up no runs. Michael Richard and Mike Tompkins combine to shut out St. George's, and Aaron Ryman goes the distance in the championship game. Six hits, struck out six, and walked four for the complete game win. The Sales will play at 1 o'clock at County Stadium in the state semifinals. And we'll talk more about that. Be talking to some of our DeSales players when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Conan Rock Products is your place to go for the finest materials and the friendliest service available. Need some riprap for enhancing your stream bank? How about some decorative rock? Perhaps you need your driveway graded, graveled, and rolled. Who you gonna call? Conan Rock Products at 938-6856. Conan Rock Products is a proud sponsor of DeSales Irish Athletics. Serving Walla Walla's rock product needs for more than a generation, that's Conan Rock Products. Call them today at 938-6856.
Concrete Industries is Walla Walla's premier supplier of ready-mix concrete, sand, gravel and block. With the largest mixer and hauler fleets in the Valley area, Concrete Industries has a truck for every size job. And their fully computerized batching system and on-site quality control personnel allow Concrete Industries to offer professional mix designs for that special job. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143 or visit their website at k4concreteindustries.com.
Good players aren't simply born, they are formed. DeSales Irish coaches have known about this for some time now. Fine young men and women who make a positive contribution to society aren't simply born either. They, too, are formed. Walla Walla Catholic Schools have also known about this, and they've been forming some of the finest Christian young people in our society for 135 years. The doctors at Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic recognize Walla Walla Catholic Schools for a job well done, and they wish the Irish the best of luck during the playoffs.
Taking care of household responsibilities can really be time-consuming. Between paying the bills, cleaning the house, cutting the grass, grocery shopping, and more, who has time to maintain their comfort equipment? Fortunately, Grassley Refrigeration makes it easy with their planned service agreement. Under this plan, their technicians will come out to your house to check and service your system to make sure that all components are functioning the way they should. Plus, you get discounts on parts and labor and priority service in case of an emergency. If only everything else was this easy to take care of. Call Grassley, 529-9700. Having a hard time finding quality RV and mini storage? Check out Burns Street RV and Mini Storage over by Memorial Golf Course in Walla Walla. David Conan and Pat Rhodes have built a state-of-the-art RV and mini storage facility. They even have insulated units for cars and antiques. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Street by Memorial Golf Course. For more information, call 520-1467. That's 520-1467. If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're back live at Burleski Stadium up here in the local radio booth here at Burleski. And I've got four DeSales Irish players who've joined me up here. The Irish beat St. George's 5-0 in the first round of regional play today. And then they continue their shutout ways, beating Tootle Lake 6-0. And we've got a couple of seniors with the headphones on right now, Casey Worth and Michael Richard. And Casey, I wasn't here for the St. George's con. Michael, what did I say? Michael Richard doesn't have him on. Michael Tompkins has got him on. Okay, that's fine. Casey, I wasn't here for the St. George's game. You had a clutch single here in the Tootle Lake game. Just talk about your day today and what you think the key was to shutting two teams out.
The key today was playing good defense and pitching really well because our bats were kind of dead. We left 11 runners on base, I think, in the first game, and defense was a big part of that game.
And you guys had that double play. You and Kevin turned that double play right there in the first inning. Were you thinking about taking that ball to bag yourself for a couple steps?
Yeah, because I thought, due to our bunt coverage, I thought he was more in the hole. But I looked up and he was there, so I just fed it to him.
And made the play, and then Kevin, the nice relay over to first base. And that's got to really help a pitcher out, knowing you guys can turn those double plays behind you. So, Casey, congratulations and good luck next week. Hey, Michael Tompkins, I've watched you hit a lot of balls hard, a lot of places in the postseason, and your last at-bat here at Burleski Stadium in an Irish uniform, you drilled that ball on one hop off the fence. How hard were you trying, or how much were you thinking about hitting it into the pine trees?
First off, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was trying to hit the ball hard.
Good. Well, you hit it hard.
Game, so.
Well, a stand-up double, you hit the ball very hard. And you guys, I wasn't here for the St. George's game, and obviously listening to you guys, you were not pleased with yourself at the plate in that first contest. You hit the ball well in the district tournament. What are some things you guys did between games? Because you did seem to hit the ball pretty hard against Tootle Lake after the first couple innings.
I think we adjusted more to the low ball because a huge part of our shutout success in the first game is we had a low ball umpire. And so as pitchers, we were able to keep it low, and there's nothing the hitter can do with that. And our hitters struggled the same way with the ball low. And so I think we worked on that a lot in the cages in between games, seeing the ball low, looking for the bottom of the ball.
Well, now it's back to Yakima. And, last year, you were able to hit a couple bombs against Lynn Ritzville, and hopefully more of the same this coming Friday at 1 o'clock. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, well, now we got Jack Dixon. And, Jack, I don't know if I just showed up here from Colfax from the track meet. And I don't know if I'm authorized to name a player of the game and stuff, but you'd definitely be a candidate in this contest. I thought you hit the ball hard every at bat. You got the first RBI on the board for us in this game. Hit one through the hole, your second at bat. You hit your third one, you hit the ball hard on the ground. What did you feel? I mean, how did you feel your confidence level at the plate this second game against Cordonette?
Well, like in the first game, I struggled with the plate a little bit, but I just had to calm down and just have some fun, and I was able to do that in the second game.
You came up with runners in scoring position twice in a row, and you delivered each time. And you were on the mound. Were you on the mound in the first game at all? No, you weren't. It was Tompkins and Michael Richard.
Yes.
Okay, but you were down the bullpen a little bit, and you pitched well last week at the district tournament as well. Michael Richard is the other guy with the headphones on. Him healthy. You've got yourself, Michael Tompkins, Aaron Rineland, and Michael Richard. Pitching seems to be in pretty good shape. Talk to us a little bit about Aaron's performance tonight.
Well, he pitched great today. He was able to locate pretty well, kept the ball down, and for the most part, just pitched great. He didn't have any walks, so we were pretty pleased with that.
So you went down to the bullpen, but they didn't need you. Nice clutch hitting. Good luck Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Michael Richard.
Yes.
Michael Richard took the basically all spring off with the elbow injury. Not actually an injury, just something that needed some correction. We'll let you talk about that, Michael. But you're 0-5 pitching, 0-6. We're in 0-6, aren't we, boys?
Yes,
your 0-6 pitching debut. First, Michael, just very briefly, what was the situation with your elbow?
Well, my ulnar nerve kept popping out of the groove because it's too narrow. And so they just moved it up and patted down on top of the bone.
So, and obviously that worked well. And, yep. And I think initially, correct me if I'm wrong, they said, hey, your rehab will take you into the summer.
Yep.
But obviously the rehab got taken care of a little sooner. What do you attribute that to?
Physical therapy.
Now, you're supposed to say something like, I worked really, really hard.
Physical therapy.
Yeah, okay.
The doctors pushed me. I didn't do anything.
Well, anyway, I wasn't here when you pitched, but talk to us about your performance against St. George's. How did it feel to get out there on the hill?
Felt good. I was a little wild in the first inning. Couldn't get my control, but fell down after the first batter and threw strikes for most of the four innings.
Now you'll continue to get in the groove, and you'll be pitching at Yakima County Stadium next Friday probably.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, good to have you back on the mound. And hand the microphone. Well, you got the headphones on. Another Michael, and I'm going to you're the first guy I talked about when I put the headphones on. I think Aaron Ryland's first or second pitch in the dirt, nobody on. You smothered it nicely. You have excellent fundamentals behind the plate. Just tell us, what are some things you do to become so consistently, fundamentally sound behind the plate at the catcher position?
Well, in order to be a decent catcher, you have to be in every pitch. So, I mean, obviously I can't let my mind lapse. And it's extra incentive having the coaches, you know, just a short 10-foot shouting distance away from me. But, no, I've been working hard, especially with Coach Holtzinger. He's the number one reason why I play the way I do. Behind the plate. He's been working with me since I was in fifth, sixth grade,
yeah.
And he's been on my butt all this time, and it's made me as good as I have, so I owe almost all of it to Coach Holtzinger.
And you're a very hard worker, Michael. You're a senior, and I know that. I've been around you a long time, and you're a very coachable young man. You did a great job behind the plate catching. Hit the ball well, too, today. Ripped that double down the line. You hit that ball hard. Was that a hit-and-run situation?
It was, and he just serves up a golden pitch to me. And so, you know, you get that magical green light.
I'm trying to remember the overall situation. Let's see, who was up ahead of you? Oh, Casey. Casey got the base hit.
Right.
And then how did he get down to second base? I can't remember. No,
He stole second,
and then
right.
He just ripped that ball into the corner. That had to feel real good.
Oh, yeah, those hits feel really good.
Yeah, and I know, speaking of feeling real good, you know, you guys standing next to you right now, Aaron Ryland Jr. pitched very well today. And I know it has to give a pitcher a lot of confidence when he's got a good defensive catcher. He knows he can throw that breaking ball up there in the dirt, and you're going to smother it. I should have asked. I kind of jumped the gun with Jack Dixon, but it's always a good idea to ask the catcher how his pitcher did. How did Aaron pitch today? In your mind, you were behind the plate. Walk us through his performance.
You know, he did really well. You know, he missed some spots today, but that's part of baseball, you know. He's getting better week by week, and that's all we can ask. And he's working his tail off, and sometimes he gets frustrated on the mound, and that's totally understandable, and you just gotta calm him down a little bit. But, no, he does a great job, and I'm super glad he's on my team, that's for sure, because I've gained a whole new respect in practice. I've been having to hit off of him instead of catching him. And
yeah, that's no fun.
I don't like it.
That's when you're glad when you're looking out there in game situations and he's throwing it to you and you're not having to try to hit it.
Right.
Aaron, we'll jump over to you. Michael, Harry, great job. Aaron, like Michael said, you got rattled a couple times out there, but both times you're able to jump back. And hey, Michael, good luck Friday.
Thank you. All right.
Aaron, you know, in the district tournament, it wasn't a very close game. You pitched well. You were kind of effectively erratic with your control at times. But this is a tight ball game. No score through your first three innings on the mound. How is this different than pitching last week?
This weekend was a lot harder. It was a good team. They could hit the ball. Like last week, they didn't really hit the ball, and this week it was a better team. And now that we're in regionals, we're going to face a better team. They could hit the ball good. So when I got the ball up, they hit it.
Yeah, and also, you know, a couple times you kind of got a little frustrated with yourself, but every time you're able to get it back under control. Now Coach Holtzinger did come out once late in the game. It's always kind of fun to guess what the coach is talking about. What was that visit?
He told me to settle down and just look at Harry's mitt and throw it to him. And Harry comes out a little bit and settles me down, too. Just like he said, I get a little rattled, and then I come back. I'm finally coming back strong with people getting on base. At the beginning of the year, I wasn't that strong with people on base. I got rattled. But now it's regionals. I bit down in practice. We do situations with Harry and other people up to bat, like Tompkins and them, and I have to pitch against them, so it makes me bear down and want to strike them out, and that's what I've been doing.
Irish pitching was excellent today. 14 innings, no runs. Aaron, thanks for coming up. Good luck this coming week.
Thanks.
All right, Aaron Rhineland, 7 shutout innings against Tootle Lake, a 6-0 DeSales win. The Irish are on to the state semifinals at 1 p.m. at Yakima County Stadium versus the Region 1 champion. The four teams in that region, Mossy Rock, Darrington, Rainier, Christian, and Wakayakum. We're going to take another break. When we come back, Jason Postlewaite's back in the booth after gathering some information for us and getting those young men up here to talk to us. And we'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Loney's Harvest Foods in Southgate is Walla Walla's only locally owned grocery store. And locally owned means old-fashioned values are alive and well at Loney's. They've teamed up with RSVP to offer free home delivery of groceries to senior citizens and the handicapped. Just call your order into RSVP at 527-3278 by Wednesday, and you'll have your groceries delivered on Thursday. How much more convenient can it get? Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate, proud sponsors of DeSales High School Athletics.
When are you going to take driver's ed? Walla Walla Defensive Driving starts a new 8-week and concentrated 5-week course every month. The 8-week courses meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 8, while the 5-week courses meet 3 times a week from 3:30 to 5:30. A state-certified driving school with state-certified instructors, Walla Walla Defensive Driving keeps their class sizes small to maximize the learning opportunity. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. That's 527-8900.
Now tell me you've got connections.
I've got connections.
Oh, and I almost believe that.
Don't worry, you've got connections. At Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, it's the red, white, and blue sale on now. Save thousands on new and used inventory. Save on this 05 Ford Mustang Coupe with Auto Air and CD, just $15,995. How about an 03 Dodge Neon for just $69,95? Or this 2005 Ford Freestar minivan for only $15,950. See your Ford connection, Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla.
I've got connections.
Now I'm hearing it.
Baby.
Walla Walla Electric is celebrating 30 years of service to the Walla Walla and Tushy Valleys. Walla Walla Electric specializes in residential electrical service. Whether it's computer and data cable wiring, fiber optic cabling, telephone and voicemail systems, home theaters, pools, hot tubs, spas, or whatever your electrical service needs, Walla Walla Electric can help you. Call Walla Walla Electric at 525-8672. That's 525-8672.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, we're back live at beautiful Burleski Stadium. Dusk is settling over the Walla Walla Valley. The lights are still on. The field is been groomed a bit after the two games have been over, and It was a clean sweep of two games today. DeSales beat St. George's 5-0 in the first round, and then in the regional championship game, they beat Tudor Lake 6-0. And Jason, you were able to go down on the field, gather up those young men that had to send up here. What was it like down on the field?
You know, it was really a calm calmness. It was just kind of over the entire dugout. They weren't real big into the hooping and hollering. They had smiles on their faces, but really they weren't overly excited. It just was almost like another step for them. And then kind of, you know, we've been here before, and we know what the next step is.
And they certainly have. And the next step is Yakima at 1 o'clock. And I'll be there. We don't have school that day. And, Jace, I hope you can be there as well. It's fun to tag team it.
I'm going to be there. I'm actually going up, and right after that, I got to vote for the Republican Delegate Committee over there in Yakima. So
politics. So we'll be on there about 12:30 for that one. It's been a fun day for Irish sports. We're going to take one more quick break and wrap things up when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. They're all the same, right? Not quite. Napa Auto Parts, now with a second location on East Isaacs at the former Penguin location, is a cut above the rest. Napa's ASC-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. Napa mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small engine auto parts. And with combined inventories of $2 million, Napa's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, Napa Auto Parts.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh Paint and Stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
When you think of quality and reliability, you think of Toyota and Abagin Motors in Walla Walla, where we sell a better car for less every day. Every in-stock new 2005 and 2006 Camry and Solara are priced $3,000 off MSRP, or get as low as 2.9% financing. That's right, $3,000 off on America's favorite car. So don't miss out. There's never been a better time to buy. And selection is limited. Abagin Toyota, Eastgate Walla Walla, where everybody gets a great deal.
Everybody gets a great deal.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
It's a sign of the times. Banking is going national. More and more local banks are being bought up by national conglomerates, and that means less personalized service for you. At Community Bank, they're the opposite pole on the spectrum. They truly are local money working for local people. At their branches, you'll be treated as an individual with answers to your questions from a real person. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton, Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast. Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, it's been a busy weekend of sports for DeSales student-athletes and a mixed bag of results. The track team, the boys and girls both won at the district championship up in Colfax today. Congratulations to Mike Michaels and his coaching staff. We'll run down the state qualifiers very quickly. Nick Lyons, Travis Clicker, Trent Sislow, Tony Sutlick, Ryan Moberg, and John Naterno will all compete at the state tournament track meet in Cheney starting, I think, Thursday. And on the girls' side, Angela McCaw, Megan Naterno, Beth Naterno, Mariah Jassaro, Mary Minyagi will be there as well, and Lacey Williams will also be there as the Lady Irish qualify two relay teams and several individual performances. But both the girls and boys win the district championship, and that is great for the Irish track program. The softball girls didn't get to play today. Their district tournament actually started this past Tuesday. They beat Garfield Palouse in the first round of the eight-team tournament. Three teams will go on to the state tournament in Yakima starting this weekend. And the Lady Irish got rained out of the second round today. It was supposed to be played over at Scott Park in the Tri-Cities. And since it was rained out, now the Lady Irish will have to travel to Colton, the number one seed out of the Whitman County League. They'll play Colton on Monday in Colton. Then they'll turn around and come back to the Tri-Cities on Tuesday to finish out that tournament and try to become one of the three teams that earns a state tournament berth. The boys' road is much simpler. All they've got to do is get on Highway 12 over to I-90 and head to Yakima, a familiar road for DeSales. They'll play at Yakima County Stadium at 1 o'clock next Friday against either Mossy Rock, Rainier, Christian, Wakiakum, or Darrington, whoever survives that regional. And we'll be on the air for that one around 12:30 for the 1 o'clock tip. No, that's basketball. For the 1 o'clock first pitch. Well, Jason, I don't know if you picked the player of the game for the first contest, but player of the game for the second contest, and just your impressions of the day overall.
You know, I was impressed with Dixon's bat there in the leadoff spot. I was impressed all day long with Worth and Harry. It seemed like they were the guys who really kind of stepped up when it needed to, turn some double plays, and you can't overlook the guy behind the dish. He doesn't get a lot of notoriety, and he blocked the plate well, framed well, and just did a heck of a job back there for Rhineland and for Richard and Tompkins.
Yeah, the pitching was excellent, obviously. 14 innings. No runs. In the district tournament, did we give up any runs last weekend?
We gave up 8 runs in
the second game, but we shut out
Colton.
So 3 of the 4 games pitched have been shutouts in postseason play so far. Nice to have Michael Richard back in the fold. Got that elbow ulna nerve repaired, and the Irish have got the guns loaded, and they're ready to roll into Yakima on Friday. Jason, hey, thanks for pinch hitting for me today. I was able to watch my son Marcus up at the district track meet, and because of the weather, get back here with you. And speaking of the weather, we've got to give an honorary player of the day, groundskeeper of the day, Tim Duncan and his crew. Brian Hamada was down here with pumps, pumping the water off the field this morning at 7:30. Andrea Wujek, Lady Irish graduate, home from college at University of Portland. She is Tim Duncan's assistant. She was getting down and dirty, getting the field ready. Tom Richard, of several folks connected with the Irish program down here getting these fields ready. And you mentioned it, and Tim Duncan mentioned it in passing. They did such a good job that by the third game of the day, they actually had to put some more water on the infield to settle the dust. Great job by the grounds crew, because I think at least one regional around the state today might not have gotten played today. And your average grounds crew wouldn't have got this one on the boards, but Tim Duncan did awesome. If you somebody walked in there at 1 o'clock to watch these games, they would have no idea that we had over an inch of rain fall on this field the last 24 hours.
If they look out in the parking lot, though, they might see Noah's Ark out there.
Yeah, that's where all the water that was on the field ended up out there. You're right. But great job by Tim Duncan and his grounds crew. Great job by Kim Cox and his Irish boys. So congratulations to the track team today, district champions, boys and girls, and the DeSales boys baseball team, another regional championship. Good luck to them in the semifinals. We'll be there with them Friday at 1 o'clock. Until then, this is Mike Spies saying thank you, Jason Postlewaite. Great job back at the studio. And we'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Post Atlantic Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.